this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Is it saber-rattling or is something more ominous? Russian President Putin has signed a new doctrine. It lowers the threshold for deploying nuclear weapons. Comes on the heels of President Biden giving Ukraine permission to fire long-range U.S.-made missiles deep into Russia. China has been witnessing a rash of attacks by people using vehicles as weapons. The BBC's Laura Bicker says the latest incident happened just this morning.
The crash took place outside Yongan Primary School in the central Chinese city of Changde at 8 in the morning, just as students were heading to class. The driver has been arrested, according to state media. Last Monday, a man killed 35 people and wounded more than 40 others when he rammed his car into a crowd outside a sports stadium in the southern city of Zhuhai. It was the country's deadliest attack in a decade. There's also been a spate of knife attacks in recent months.
And a knife-wielding man went on a random two-and-a-half-hour stabbing rampage in New York City yesterday, killing three people in Manhattan. A 51-year-old suspect, said to be a homeless man, is under arrest. President-elect Trump says he will declare a national emergency and will use the military to assist in the deportation of illegal aliens. Former Wisconsin Congressman, Fox Business co-host Sean Duffy, Mr. Trump's choice for Transportation Secretary. Going somewhere?
Thanksgiving is the busiest travel holiday of all. This is the time of year when most people travel. So already you're comparing a very high number from last year. The fact that last year was a record and that we're even going to surpass that this year means a lot.
AAA's Aixa Diaz says 80 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home over the Thanksgiving holiday. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 246 points. NASDAQ futures are off 52. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Let's start it off. Problems are ready this morning on the roads. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
They keep on coming. There's a new wreck now, southbound left tube, Fort McHenry Tunnel. The left tunnel is now blocked. Only the right tube is open. Very quickly already we back up on 95, so heads up for that if you're coming south from O'Donnell Street. And when the word gets out, 895 will back up as well. So right now, just the right tube is open, southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The good news is around 5 o'clock this morning, we had a big wreck on the Bay Bridge westbound. That is gone, completely recovered. The main span is clear, leaving Route 8 heading over to Sandy Point, completely recovered. You might still see an accident. Was reported about 20 minutes ago, JFX southbound in the area of the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our weather's dry. The temperature's mild today, 62. Tomorrow, a little bit of rain, a few showers, 64. Thursday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, much cooler, 52 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 48 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 56. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A 13-year-old faces assault and robbery charges after a weekend incident in Fells Point. Lancaster Street resident says three juveniles tried to set her hair on fire after she confronted them for smashing pumpkins outside of a home, and they pushed her husband to the ground and then smashed his cell phone when he tried to intervene. Police caught up with the two 13-year-olds and a 14-year-old. And one of the younger teens was charged while the others were released to their guardians. Investigation underway after a woman was shot at West Baltimore Monday night. Officers called to the 400 block of Cummings Court at around 10 p.m. They found the victim with a gunshot wound. She was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Baltimore City Council has passed a bill that will create a tax incentive, or a tax increase, rather, on vacant and abandoned properties. According to the Baltimore Banner, the plan will set the rate for those properties at three times the typical rate in the first year, and then it will increase every year after that. It's 6:05 at WCBM. WCBM Stein on Sports is next.
If you're a gun owner, protecting your firearms and staying compliant with state and federal laws is crucial. I'm Melissa Patty, managing partner of Stouffer Legal. We have more than a decade of expertise in helping Maryland gun owners navigate the complexities of the National Firearms Act. From handguns to automatic rifles, suppressors, and SBRs, our team ensures your Class 3 items are secure and compliant. Stouffer Legal can guide you through the process of establishing a trust to protect and share your federally regulated firearms with friends and family, ensuring they stay out of public probate. Visit StouffLegal.com or call us at 410-291-PLAN now to schedule your free consultation, where we will assess your needs and guide you in establishing your family gun trust. Don't wait. Secure your firearms and peace of mind today with Stouffer Legal. That's StouffLegal.com or 410-291-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh met the media yesterday in Owings Mills in the wake of Baltimore's 18-16 loss to the Steelers. Front and center was the Justin Tucker conversation. The potential future Hall of Famer missed two field goals in the loss. Harbaugh saying they have full confidence in Tucker, no competition will be coming in, and the best option is to get Tucker right. Tucker was six misses this year, one more than all of last year. AP College Basketball Top 25 is out. Kansas tightened its grip on number one, followed by UConn, Gonzaga, Auburn, and Iowa State. Duke dropped six spots from 6 to 12 with their 77-72 loss to number 9 Kentucky. And finally, the negative buzz continued about Netflix production of the Mike Tyson Jake Paul boxing extravaganza that wasn't. Netflix announcing that 60 million fans tuned in worldwide, but fans flooding social media with complaints about excessive buffering and blurry pictures. Netflix has two NFL games coming up on Christmas Day, including the Ravens against the Texans. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is Tuesday, November 19, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome to the program. You can join the conversation this morning at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Here are your top stories coming up in this hour. What are our two most recent governors have been up to? We'll take a look at Lockdown Larry and Old Marty and what their plans are here for the near future.
Old Marty. Joe and Mika, well, they went to see the Orange Hitler.
We didn't see eye to eye on a lot of issues, and we told him so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you did. Top story here today. In a post on Truth Social, President-elect Trump confirmed a post by Judicial Watch founder Tom Fitton.
that claimed that President-elect Trump would declare a national emergency in order to hit the ground running over immigration. Fitton wrote, good news. Reports are the incoming President Trump administration prepared to declare a national emergency will use military assets to reverse the Biden invasion through a mass deportation program, wrote Fitton. Trump responded, true. Regardless how they approach it, the Trump administration will still have an absolutely mammoth task of removing more 10, 15 million illegal aliens who have entered the country since Chairman Joe and Comrade Kamala took over in 2021. And speaking with NBC News, Trump said he was faced with no choice but to start deporting these illegals who have entered the country since the Biden regime stole the 2020 presidential election. Tom Holman is the border czar. And already getting a lot of pushback, as you might imagine. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he will not cooperate. And the California Attorney General Rob Bonta said he will not cooperate. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he would have to talk with Trump on how this is going to be done. Governor J.B. Pritzker and Jared Polis of Colorado, both those governors said they will not cooperate with the Trump administration in deporting illegal aliens. Adding to that list is the mayor, we'll get to the mayor of Boston in just a second, but first, the governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs.
Would you as governor allow state police and National Guard to carry out mass deportations?
We will not be participating in misguided efforts that harm our communities, and I've been incredibly clear about that.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, well,
what does that mean?
That's the law. I mean, that's what the law is, and now she's calling misguided efforts. Maybe she's got roots in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I don't know. But here is the mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu.
What will Boston's response be if these mass deportations take place?
Yeah, look, elections have consequences, and the federal government is responsible for a certain set of actions, and cities, no individual city can reverse or override some parts of that. But what we can do is make sure that we are doing our part to protect our residents in every possible way, that we are not cooperating with those efforts that actually threaten the safety of everyone by causing widespread fear and having large-scale economic impact.
They're threatening the safety of everyone by not cooperating with the federal government. Incoming border czar Tom Holman reacted to Mayor Wu's comments.
Defending our residents every possible way. Well, she's not very smart, I'll give her that. Because what I just said is President Trump's going to prioritize public safety threats. What mayor or governor doesn't want public safety threats out of their communities? I mean, that's your number one responsibility, is protect your communities. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So she helps us, she gets the hell out of the way, because we're going to do it. And look, there's a clear line here, and they can't cross a clear line. I would suggest she read Title 8, United States Code 1324 III, that says, you know, you can't harbor or conceal an illegal alien from federal law enforcement officers. So I hope she don't cross that line. They cannot cooperate. But there are certain laws in place that they can't cross, and I hope she doesn't cross it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Democrats don't seem to care about the law all that much. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris spent 4 years ignoring immigration law, and we have the Bucks County officials, which now have been overruled. We'll get to that later in the show. But Democrats make it up as they go.
Yeah. But he's right, you know. What mayor is going to say, no, please leave the public safety threats in place? Idiots.
So they'll say one thing publicly and do something else privately.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. He's been hard at work all morning long already, starting around 5 o'clock this morning on air. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Good thing there's no tax on overtime. That's all I can
say.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right. The new problem is southbound here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Accident, left tube. Left tube is still closed. Right tube is open. Back up on 95 is already back beyond the O'Donnell Street ramps, backing up towards Eastern Avenue. And eventually we'll go back towards Moravia Road. 895 has no recourse but to move over there. And already we're backed up there towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. That will eventually go back. If this stays this way, 895 will back up to Moravia Road. So not a good situation right now, already 20 to 25-minute delay southbound. Only the right tube is open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX southbound, the wreck earlier was in the right lane, city-county line. Still not a big delay there, but if you're coming down from Ruxton Road, you're getting in towards Northern Parkway, keep an eye out for that. And a big wreck early this morning, 5 o'clock when we walked in. The westbound Bay Bridge at one point was down to one lane. That is completely cleared and has recovered on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be partly sunny today, dry, continued mild, and a high of about 62, maybe some shower activity overnight. Right now it is 44 in cloudy in Owings Mills, 45 in the city time. For some one-liner news, SAG after the labor union for 160,000 actors now representing a new group of workers. Yeah. Intimacy coordinators.
What?
They work to protect actors during the filming of sex scenes. Apparently, they've hired one at the White House to make Joe and Jill look real. Just saying.
Boy, that's going to take a lot of makeup.
I got to tell you, I've always thought, as an actor, that I've never had to do this. I've always thought that actually filming one of those scenes must be the most uncomfortable thing in the world. I mean, you're naked, she's naked, and you have a camera crew
watching. Well, actually wear bodysuits and stuff.
Yeah, well, sometimes. I just think, intimacy coordinator, I guess, protects somebody. Hey, are you wearing something to protect yourself? You know.
You care to talk about that scene you and Lizzo had years ago?
Not so much.
They left that on the cutting room
bad
floor?
Bad memory. I never want to visit that again.
You mean when she rolled over on him and got caught in her butt crack?
Crushed me, man.
AAA, let's move on.
She peeled him right out of her butt crack.
AAA is predicting record travel numbers over Thanksgiving. Some 80 million people hit the roads and take to the air. They say heavy traffic on the road is dangerous, but not as dangerous as bringing up politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Oh, man.
That could be brutal this year.
It's going to be a year for it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. On Monday's morning, Schmo on Mass DNC, host Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski revealed they met privately last week with Donald Trump to reopen the lines of communication. Mm-hmm. Apparently it was very cordial. No anger, hatred, or punches were thrown. It was a lot like the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah.
No ear biting.
Right.
I've lined up a new fight, by the way. It's going to be Jake Paul against all the Foremans. All the George Foremans, all at once.
Ravens and Texans game live on Netflix on Christmas Day will feature a halftime show by none other than Beyonce. And apparently the Ravens will be auditioning Jay-Z as their new kicker.
You know? Is that the only way it's going to be shown?
Yes. Yeah. And locally in Baltimore, you can get it on one of the local channels. But nationwide, it's only on Netflix.
I mean, what kind of crap is that?
Yeah,
what kind of crap is that?
Well, they're taking the money, the NFL. You know that.
Taking the money. They ain't getting money.
Everywhere I went yesterday, people were saying for Justin Tucker, they were throwing the Rofo slogan back at him, saying, kicking, not chicken.
Yeah.
Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy. Maybe it has something to do with, I don't know, naming your airline after a ghost or something happens after you die. I'm just saying, I would have rebranded that one.
It's always made me nervous when they talk about an airport terminal.
Right.
What do you mean, terminal?
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I don't want to go there.
No.
All right, most sinful cities in America have been named. What do you think the number one sinful city in America is?
Hampstead.
Hampstead? No, it's Lost Wages.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
What a bet was Hampstead.
Me too, man.
Big surprise there. Vegas number one, Houston, Texas number two, L.A. three, Atlanta four, Philadelphia number five.
The Philadelphia Freedom.
Yeah. And Baltimore finished number 19.
Really?
As one of the most sinful cities, just edging out Tampa at 27.
Huh.
So, you know, look, we had, when Chuck left Baltimore, our sinful index went up. And when he went to Tampa, theirs went down. Yeah. For some strange reason. I don't know why.
I'm over the militarized zone where I live.
Oh, I see.
I'm just far enough out.
Right, but you're not included in the...
I'm not in the Tampa ADI.
That's right.
That's inside radio talk, folks. Yeah. That's okay.
I got a little remastered Bob Dylan for you for the new biopic that's coming out shortly called A Complete Unknown.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Oh, where my darling young one. I stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains.
Sounds pretty good, remastered,
yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Not Bob Dylan.
It's the AI?
No.
No?
It's actor Timothy Chalamet. He's singing all the Dylan songs in the upcoming biopic, A Complete Unknown. His co-star said that we were just blown away by his musical performance, which you just heard.
Yeah.
Really good.
Wow. Yeah. That was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
You know, first time I heard it, I had
thought
no idea.
I thought it was remastered and sweetened is what I thought.
Yeah.
That's where you were, wasn't it, Bruce?
Yeah, he said sweetened.
Sweetened, not sweetened.
I thought you went for that operation over there.
That was years ago.
It was.
He's recovered from that.
His voice started changing back in the old building. Something to do with the water.
All right. There's the spare animals back in the engineering area that bothered me.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate it. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realtor, is going to guarantee the sale of your home because he's got a database of tens of thousands of people, buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And that's the reason why so many people are able to sell their home within minutes, sometimes hours, days, weeks, and certainly not months or years. Like, we had a number of folks that used to send in testimonials saying that their home languished on the market for so long. Not with Vinny. You know, you'll sit down with Vinny or one of his agents. You'll agree on asking price and time frame. And once you both agree and you sign on the dotted line, your home guaranteed to sell. That simple. He's got all sorts of other programs to help you, like, you know, sell your home, stay in your home, or your home, the home trade-in program, or the fixer-upper, where you don't feel like putting all the repairs in, and they'll take care of that for you as well. He can explain all of that in great detail. Just give him a call and tell him I told you to call. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, more to come. We're going to hear from the incoming Border Czar, former acting ICE director Tom Holman. He is the real deal, and there's a reason why he was named first. We're about 12 or 13 cabinet members in, about a little over 50% of the Trump cabinet. We'll get to more of that. A new transportation secretary nominee coming up in our MAGA update as well. Here in Maryland, the feds arrested 5 illegal aliens in one day. Across Maryland, and that's in the Biden administration. So imagine what it's going to what's going to happen with the Trump administration. So we'll tell you what he says of the three rails of the mass deportation and Trump immigration program coming up in just a moment.
All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 6:23 Tuesday morning. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Not a good situation at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The left tube is still closed with an accident in the tunnel. Only the right tube is open. The backup on 95. Not quite back to Moravia Road, but almost. 895 now is sitting still at Moravia Road. So if you're coming down through Rosedale, you're coming down from the Beltway, and you're thinking which one is the better, it's a toss-up right now. 30-minute delays and building southbound, trying to go through both the Harbor Tunnels because of this left closure at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And again, 895 is now back. We said it would eventually, and it's there, back to Moravia Road. Only two lanes at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and right now only two lanes southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny, dry, and mild. A little bit later today, 62, a little cooler than it was yesterday. Right now, 48, clear in Annapolis, 43 in Forest Hill. The mass deportation, if you declare a national emergency, which President-elect Trump says he's going to do, then that means you're going to need the National Guard. And that doesn't mean you'll see National Guard members rounding up people here in the United States, because you do have posse comitatus. Mm-hmm. But you will see them providing logistical support. They'll be running the temporary detention areas and helping transport and protecting, so that the ICE agents and other federal law enforcement officials. By the way, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is going to be with us tomorrow on the show, so ask him if he's going to have a role in that mass deportation here in the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. But here's what Holman said about the DOD.
If we use DOD, then they'll be used to do non-enforcement duties, such as transportation, whether it's on ground or air, infrastructure building, intelligence.
Yeah, so that's what the DOD will be used for, non-enforcement duties. And he says they're going to take the handcuffs off of ICE.
We're going to take the handcuffs off ICE. ICE knows who they're looking for. Mm-hmm. They just haven't been able to arrest them because Secretary Mayorkas has told them to tone down the arrest. Now, he says you can't arrest anybody unless they've been convicted of a serious crime. We know right now, looking at the data from the Trump administration and the Biden administration.
First and foremost will be gangbangers like MS-13 and Trendy Aragua. Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, the alleged killer of Lake and Riley has been confirmed as a member of TDA. So he was a member of the Trendy Aragua gang.
President Trump has promised that public safety threats and national security threats are their priority right out of the gate. So we're going to be looking at Trendy Aragua. Their days of horror are coming to an end.
Yeah, so basically it's three rails. He says as part of the deportation operation, they're going to prioritize public safety threats, national security threats that pose the biggest danger in the country, and that'll be the first rail right out of the gate. The second rail, he says, will be to secure the border. Quote, lock that border down, end catch and release. This, of course, will be what they'll have to do as the second. And the third rail, he says, is that we have over 300,000 missing children. We've talked about that
a number of times
at great length, that we've got to rescue those children. That is first and foremost incredible. We have a little bit later on in the show, we might play the 911 call revealing that Lake and Riley in Athens, Georgia, the nursing student on campus who went out for a jog and was stalked by a man, individual. Jose Ibarra, who was, again, a confirmed member of Trendy Aragua, was in the low. He went out that day. He put gloves on, and he went out with the intent to find women. And there was a Peeping Tom complaint on campus that is believed to have been him.
Yep.
And then when he stumbled upon Lake and Riley, he began to accost her from following the accounts at the trial. He tried to rape her. She fought back. She scratched his arms and face, thus his DNA under her fingernails. Mm-hmm. Her DNA and blood on his jacket, which he was seen on surveillance video camera dumping into a dumpster. Look, it is a largely circumstantial case, but it's probably one of the strongest circumstantial cases I've ever seen in this particular case. And then we find out that for 18 minutes, 18 excruciating minutes, she fought for her life.
Yeah.
Then he eventually took a rock and bashed her skull in, hitting her three times. Just horrific. But now we find out that he was initially came into the country illegally. He was sent at taxpayer expense to New York, where he was put up at taxpayer expense at the Roosevelt Hotel. And then he was flown on a humanitarian flight. That's what they're calling it. From New York to Athens, Georgia. A humanitarian flight.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And he really acted humanitarian once he got to Athens, Georgia now, didn't he? You paid for this, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris did this. And that's when I say, well, they have blood on their hands, and the Democrats who supported these radical open border policies, you have blood on your hands. You have Lake and Riley, you have Rachel Warren, you have Jocelyn Non-Grays, and that's all going to come to an end, hopefully,
yeah,
in 62 days. All right, 629. You can join us here, 410-922-6680. I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. It is a Black Friday, November sale. It is ongoing through the entire month of November. You can save 40, 50, 60, up to 80% off your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements. If you're already a Rescue Natural Supplement customer and consumer, it's a great time to stock up, you know, for the next 3 months, 6 months, however much you like. It's the best sale of the year. I say it each and every year, and because it's true. And if you are not a customer, now would be the time to pick out the things you might want to start in maintaining your health, repairing your health, and getting you back on a healthy kick again. Don't wait for New Year's to make that resolution. Make it today with the Black Friday November sale all month long for at Rescue Natural Supplements. Just call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or you can order online. No coupon code needed. RES-Q.com. That's RES-Q.com. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. 13-year-old faces assault and robbery charges after a weekend incident in Fells Point. A Lancaster Street resident says three juveniles tried to set her hair on fire. After she confronted them for smashing pumpkins outside a home, they pushed her husband to the ground. They smashed up a cell phone when he tried to intervene. Police caught up with the two 13-year-olds and a 14-year-old, and one of the younger teens was charged while the others were released to their guardians. Investigation underway after a woman was shot in West Baltimore Monday night. Officers called to the 400 block of Cummings Court at around 10 p.m., where they found the victim with a gunshot wound, and she was taken to a hospital in stable condition. No indication yet on what led to the shooting. Baltimore City Council has passed a bill that will increase the vacant taxes on vacant and abandoned properties. According to the Baltimore Banner, the plan will set the rate for those properties at three times the typical rate in the first year, and that will increase every year after. Maryland State Police have released the name of the man who was shot in an apartment. Road rage, an apparent rather road rage incident early Monday, northbound I-95. 28-year-old Ronald Victor Garcia Rodriguez of Laurel is being treated in shock trauma after he was found on the shoulder of the road near Route 216 with multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators believe the victim and the suspect were acquaintances, but they have not determined the motive for the shooting. And city police investigating a double shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to the 4,000 block of Orchard Avenue just before 3 o'clock Monday afternoon. When they arrived, they found a woman with multiple gunshot wounds. The 34-year-old victim was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Police also located a 40-year-old man with a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. 6:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. In 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
Lottery numbers 082 was your pick 3, 2282 your pick 4, and now at 633, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We mentioned earlier this wreck on the JFX. It's southbound before Northern Parkway and right around the city-county line. So with that, as you're coming south now from Ruxton Road, we are getting a backup in that area. Charlie Gishler just saw it. He just went by it, and they are blocking the right lane. So there is a delay from Ruxton Road now coming into Northern Parkway. There is no change on the wreck. It's an accident in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Only the right tunnel is open. Both the tunnels right now with at least a 30-minute delay back to the city-county line on 95 and also on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our weather's dry. The temperature's mild today, 62. Tomorrow, a little bit of rain, a few showers, 64. Thursday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, much cooler, 52 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy other select major appliances. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details while supplies last.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Ravens' beleaguered secondary had a new look on Sunday. The Ravens sent Marcus Williams back to the sideline, and Eddie Jackson didn't make the trip to Pittsburgh. Instead, Ardarius Washington took over for Williams and played every snap, and Kyle Hamilton played more free safety than in the box or the slot. Washington and Hamilton gave up just three catches for 10 yards and made 21 total tackles. In all, Steeler quarterback Russell Wilson was held to just 205 passing yards. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Daniel Jones era apparently is over in New Jersey. The Giants have demoted the former number one round draft pick out of Duke to third string. Giants turning to Tommy DeVito. I looked it up and there's no relation that I can find to Danny DeVito. Baseball news, Oriole outfielder Austin Slater has been signed by the White Sox. And the MLB Rookies of the Year for 2024 have been announced. Pirates Paul Skeens wins the NL Award. Yankees Luis Hill for the American League. Skeens and Hill are the first pair of starting pitchers to win the award in the same year since 1981. And finally, news from the world of gymnastics. Bella Caroli, the polarizing coach of multiple Olympic gold medal winners, including Nadia Comaneci and Mary Lou Retton, has passed away at the age of 82. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you.
I'll be there for you.
Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
6:36, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come between now and the top of the hour. Well, Larry Hogan says he knows why he lost. It's Donald Trump's fault. We have that and news on Martin O'Malley. Yeah, he's still hanging around. That's coming up. But first this. Well, Joe and Mika decided today, on this past Thursday, they said, gee, it'd be great to be able to talk to Donald Trump. Apparently, they reached out to him on Friday, said, yeah, all right, come on down to Mar-a-Lago. And yes, they went down to see the Orange Hitler.
Last Thursday, we expressed our own concerns on this broadcast and even said we would appreciate the opportunity to speak with the president-elect himself. On Friday, we were given the opportunity to do just that.
Yeah, they were given the opportunity to do just that. They've taken some blowback because of this, but Mika says, well, why not talk to him?
For those asking why we would go speak to the president-elect during such fraught times, especially between us, I guess I would ask back, why wouldn't we?
Yeah, plus the frequent flyer miles, it all adds up. You know, it makes it worth the trip right there. Joe Scarborough, who is the co-host on Mornings with Mika, he said, well, they sat down and they talked about lots of stuff.
We talked about a lot of issues, including abortion, mass deportation, threats of political retribution against political opponents and media outlets. We talked about that a good bit.
Yeah, we talked about a whole lot. And we want you to know, folks, and let it report it. We're here first that Joe said that he and Mika spoke their hive mind to him, too.
That's going to come as no surprise to anybody who watches this show, has watched it over the past year or over the past decade, that we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of issues, and we told him so.
Yeah, there you go. We told him so. Look, Donald Trump, I'm quite sure, was polite and heard them out. He is not actually the orange Hitler, as they've been contending. But it must have been an interesting conversation after some of the stuff Scarborough had said about Donald Trump in the last 6 to 10 months, and frankly, over the last, you know, 4 years.
And the, over his career, where over his, he once suggested he wanted to be Donald Trump's running mate.
Yeah. Well, there, that's interesting.
He wanted to be Mussolini.
Oh, I see. He wanted to be Mussolini. Yeah. Well, you know, and some of the pushback, it came from the normal quarters.
Hey, Stewie, time for The View.
No, 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 not again!
Hannah Averno and Sonny Hostin both decided, no, Donald Trump, no, Donald Trump, no, Donald Trump.
I will never sit with him. I don't think I'm going to have to. I don't think I'm going to have to make a decision.
I don't think you need to sit down for 90 minutes at Mar-a-Lago and kiss his ring to be able to speak truth.
I tell you, the lack of perspective as to what a reporter is actually supposed to do, there's kind of stunning. More on that coming up. But then there was one member of The View who seems to actually have a grasp on the reality of the situation as it currently is. And that is, well, Anna Navarro and Sonny Hostin, Wahopi, and all the others are saying, we should be, nobody should talk to him. We can't normalize him. Alyssa Farrow Griffin said, dudes, listen, he's normalized like crazy.
I've heard a lot of folks on the left coming after Joe and Mika saying, don't normalize him. Well, 75 million plus American voters normalized Donald Trump by making him president-elect Donald Trump.
Yeah, period. He's normalized. And frankly, for those of us with a certain point of view, he's always been normal. And some of the aberrant folks on the political left, you know, but be that as it may, it's simply a matter of, you know, you choose, you know, you dance with who brought you, folks. And in this circumstance, Mika decided she wanted a dance partner who lived in Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I wouldn't characterize any member of the Morning Schmo or the Pew as a reporter. They're not journalists.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
I mean, to act, you know, there are legitimate reporters and journalists on, you know, both sides of the aisle, but they're not anywhere close to it. They're a bunch of talking heads.
Yeah.
They're pundits. They're, in this case, advocates or cheerleaders for the Biden-Harris regime. Point number two, the Morning Schmo is hemorrhaging in ratings.
Oh.
They are awful.
Tanking.
Okay? And so this is not a sudden turnaround of conscience. This isn't, you know, a moment of comedy. It is an attempt to save their jobs and their, you know, network and their careers, which are flailing at this point. And these are the same people that called Donald Trump Hitler.
Yeah.
These are the same people. And notice there was no apology. There was no apology on their part. You know, for what they did and how they portrayed President-elect Trump for the last, what, almost 10 years?
Yes.
Since 2015? So, again, there was no apology. There was no admission that they played a role in this orange man bad, Hitler, fascist, danger to democracy, threat, existential threat, all of that nonsense. They, the media was at the forefront, the intermedia. And, look, Donald Trump invited him, fine. That's up to him. Look, I put it this way. If he'll sit down with the North Korean pot-bellied dog-eating dictator, then why not Mika and Joe?
Yeah, well, I feel that he probably thinks, you know what? I won. Fine. You guys said all the nasty stuff about me, and guess what? The voters saw through it. I won. So speak your piece, and we can all say that, you know, I heard you out, and you can see if you can readjust who you are and perhaps approach commentary on the presidency in a slightly more realistic fashion. We'll see if they do.
Yeah, but they're going to starve without Donald Trump.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
If all these other networks.
Yeah. It happened last time.
Yeah,
around.
It did. If Fox or Newsmax or One America News or some of the, if all these other networks get access to Donald Trump and they don't, they will literally be driven. By the way, MSDNC is up for sale.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's another component here. So, I know they're saying MSNBC heads explode at the network. Hey, look, it just, I'm sorry, couldn't happen to a nicer group of people, including our former Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele. Hopefully, he'll be on the street begging for crumbs in the near future.
6:43 right now. Not that there's any hostility there, folks. It's traffic and weather on the 3rd.
It's retribution. It's not hostile. I don't wish any harm to him. I just like to see
him. Just want him on the street.
Bye-bye.
Traffic and weather on the 30s, Chuck.
I like that. Southbound the Fort McHenry Tunnel, left tube just reopened now in the last 5 minutes. So we're moving all four lanes again at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 95 is backed up to the city-county line. 895 is backed up to the city-county line. Barring any new problems, we'll start to move a little bit now. But from the very beginning to going through the tunnels, 30-35 minute delays on the southbound side. JFX, you're still slow coming in this morning from Ruxton Road down to an accident scene southbound before the city-county line. That was still blocking the right lane. Very unusual, because normally in the morning like this, we don't back up on the expressway, but today we have it. So Falls Road, Green Spring Avenue, Charles Street, York Road, instead of the expressway right now. If you're coming on at the Beltway, you get to Ruxton Road, you got to ride it out. The wreck is all the way down at the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
In WCBN Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry, and mild today with a high of 62 and maybe some passing showers later tonight. Right now, partly cloudy. 44 in Middle River, 45 in Severn. Out we go to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
It's always been a mystery to me how some people made it to the top of the food chain.
See if you can identify this sound.
The pig is being non-compliant.
No, come here. No.
It's okay. Can you try to like pick him up and just kind of, so he's not flapping loose the whole time?
Apparently, this is how
Chuck, that's pirated audio of John Mika.
This is how Chuck catches breakfast every morning.
I thought that was Mike Fast at Shannon's.
Oh, boy. McDonald's, France, has launched three new Hot Ones sauces. There's the Hell Pinata, a sweet smoky blend of mayo and chipotle. There's the Thai Toy, a sweet and sour sauce.
I think I know her.
And then there's the Ambra Moi, habanero peppers, and that, of course, the hottest one of all three. That's only in France. I don't know if it's coming to America anytime soon. But has this ever happened to you? You're in the drive-thru lane at McDonald's, and you want to place an order, and then this happens.
You're admitting to a customer. You're in the bathroom.
I'm in the bathroom.
So I can't order a small fry?
We had to wait 10 minutes. I have to pee.
So can I just wait for you to get a...
Miss.
No, you're telling a customer through the headphone set that you're in the toilet.
Okay, we're not taking orders at the moment, ma'am.
Because you're on the toilet?
I have to pee. How can I take an order if I'm in the bathroom?
This is a bit much for me.
I'm not entitled to go to the bathroom because you want a small fry?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Unless it's your break time, in which case somebody else sits in for you.
You think, hey, I got to go. Can you take a few orders? No, he took the headset right into the bathroom with him. Classic.
I could take a McPee.
General Mills unveiling
jumbo-sized Chuck.
A new
big cup.
Friends-inspired cereal, if you like the TV show Friends. It is the Vanilla Bean Latte from Central Perk. So no. That's going to be out in the stores soon.
I never liked that show.
Really?
Yeah, I was not a Friends guy either.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was just a little slice of life.
Yeah. I thought it was too contrived.
Of course it was contrived. It's a TV sitcom.
That's just my opinion. Which, in my other way of saying it, it sucks.
Oh, I see.
He went eyebrow on us.
Yeah.
Too contrived.
Eyebrow.
Well, Muffy,
I like Lowenbrow myself.
Well, Debbie, I think this is too contrived for me. I think we change the channel, shall we?
Let's try something lower brow, like
PBS. That'd be a bad idea.
Like watching British drama on PBS.
Let's watch The Dukes of Hazzard, shall we?
If you're currently retarded on the backup on I-95, and you're being delayed.
Dippin' Dots to make its grocery store debut with a new line of ice cream sundaes. If you're a Dippin' Dots fan, it's coming to you. And finally, I saved the best for last, Bruce, just for you.
Oh, good.
And you can now enjoy pickleballs.
Uh-huh.
The dill pickle corn puffs.
Corn Pops, which have been an icon. They've been since 1942. Corn Puffs have been here.
I happen to like Corn Puffs.
Now, Pickle Balls Corn Puffs, Dill Pickle. You like the dill. It's out.
With milk on it as his morning cereal?
No, this is like a snack. Like Corn Puffs, you know, like the snack, the dry snack. And now it's Dill Pickle flavored Corn Puffs.
You ever had corn balls, Bruce?
No. I saw a doc about it, and it happened. It's
they
problem.
Do have some salve for it now. I know
That's right. Yeah.
There was a little line there, but we'll just let it go.
Yeah, please.
All right, we'll see you. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that. Let's take a phone call here from Terrell in Owings Mills.
Morning, Terrell.
Hey, look. Hey, y'all talking about all this stuff to take this pressure off of Matt Gaetz. But anyway, hey, look, where's Greg Abbott's responsibility in all this stuff? Now, but this bus, was he bussed up to New York from Texas?
I don't know how he was transported, but I will tell you this. He was arrested in September of 22 by ICE, and it was Joe Biden's catch-and-release policy that let him go.
Then
he eventually, I don't know where he was transported by train, plane, or bus. I don't know how he got to New York. But it was Biden's policies that let him go.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, but it was Greg Abbott's policy that sent them to New York City. Because Greg Abbott was sending them all over the country.
Terrell, that's such an amazing reach.
Greg Abbott, dude.
That is such an amazing reach. Look, what about the responsibilities on the individual who did the crime? How about we go there? All right, how about we simply say there was a horrible, horrible person who did a horrible, horrible thing, and Lake and Riley paid the price for it. Why don't we just start with that as a basis of the conversation, Terrell, instead of you immediately going to see which Republican you can blame somehow for what this horrible, horrible person did. I mean, seriously, Terrell, I think it's pathetic.
Yeah, were these Republican policies?
Were
they Republican policies, Terrell?
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. Just like all these Republicans that are denouncing his pick for all these cabinet jobs. It's not Democrats.
Well, you know what? This might be a moment of agreement. I believe that these uniparty Republicans that have been just as bad as the Democrats, they need to go as well. So we'll leave it on a note of cordiality. Thank you, Terrell.
Yeah.
6:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
You have spent practically all of your working life getting ready for retirement. You are close to retirement, and one of the most consequential choices will be selecting the right Medicare coverage. If you are interested in learning about the ABCs of Medicare, join RBC Wealth Management and guest speaker Eric Leek with Vanguard on Tuesday, December 3rd. We will discuss how you can avoid the biggest and most common Medicare enrollment mistakes and how you can navigate Medicare Advantage and Medigap choices. To RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. Once again, to RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. Securities offered through RBC Wealth Management. RBC Wealth Management is not affiliated with Vanguard. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets LLC, registered investment advisor, and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
Well, Fred says, regarding Trump and the morning schmo cast of the program, it says more about Trump speaking with the morning schmo than Joe than a left-leaning talk show host. I'm not quite sure what that means. But I would say this. President Trump will speak to his enemies anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done that. Xi Jinping and, of course, Kim Jong-un. He has sat down with them as well. He is, again, in the enemy media. You know, look, he did say, we'll get to this in the MAGA update a little bit later on, that he is hoping for a fair, and because he thinks a thriving media is important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's First Amendment in the Constitution, freedom of the press.
I think about who he put in or has nominated to go ahead the SEC.
He's
a free speech advocate.
Yeah, he's let's get rid of the censorship cartels. And the censorship cartels are Google, Facebook, most of social media except for X, and the Alphabet State
run drive-by media, which, again, so that's why I think you're going to see a big change in how the press is, where they're going to cover the next White House. I would be an advocate of moving it into the old executive office building, getting it out of the West Wing of the White House, because they get to buddy up with all their friends.
Yep. Yep.
We don't want them to be friends. This should be an adversarial relationship, albeit arms not length. A hostile one.
Arms length.
Yeah.
653, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Mr. Korenkov himself, Chuck Whitaker.
And yeah, there's a story goes with that as well, but we'll get to that.
Here to Corn Pop. This is Corn Puff.
Yep. Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Okay. All right, Corn Puff.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. Go ahead.
Go right ahead, Corn Puff.
There's a new problem on 95 South. The wreck is after Kentwood Avenue. It's on the right shoulder. So if you're coming down from now White Marsh into Rosedale, there's a backup there just south of the Beltway. You get a little break, and then you run right into the backup as you're going south into both the harbor tunnels. So not a good situation right now. Again, on 95 Southbound, there's a new report of a wreck outer loop around the area of North Point Boulevard and Cove Road. We're waiting for an update there. JFX, you're still slow from Ruxton Road down to an accident near the city-county line that was still crowding the right lane, and our delays were still hurting from earlier problems going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Big backup as well on 895 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Well, the channel says partly sunny, dry, mild today, 62 right now, partly cloudy, 46 in Dundalk, 45 in Severn. Jim, the Outer Banks, says, good morning all. Meeka and Joe, the typical internet warrior slash paper tiger, they spend all their time on air calling Trump a Nazi, Hitler, dictator, and when they get the chance to call that to his face, they cave. If they truly believe what they say on the air, why didn't they say it to his face? What are they afraid of? Well, two reasons. One, they're cowards.
Yeah.
Okay. And two, this is all part of the psyops. Okay, and this is all part of this. They know he's not Hitler. There's no comparison, and yet they and many in the Democrat Party, danger to democracy, existential threat, Hitler, fascist. Well, this was part of the PSYOP campaign that they were conducting and running on the American people to try to convince them Orange Man bad.
Yeah, and it failed.
It did.
Thank God.
Miserably.
Way, yeah. Pause, by the way. Emails in. Why didn't the Morning Joe folks ever ask Peter Navarro or Steve Bannon about targeting political opponents? I mean, go ahead and ask them how that felt.
That's a great point. Kevin's in Delaware. Good morning, Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin, call back if you fell out of the cell. All right. Lock down Larry. As you might imagine, it's never his fault. A narcissist can never blame themselves. It's always somebody else's fault, why they lost. And according to his campaign, they said he faced insurmountable national factors. Quote, Republicans were always nearly guaranteed to control the Senate without Maryland. What have I been saying this entire time? I said he wouldn't. We didn't even need Lockdown Larry. But now it's a convenient excuse, says Rush Schrieffer. Never heard of this guy, but apparently he's a Hogan strategist. Quote.
It's really. Yeah. He's still employed.
Right. And you're giving interviews? Okay. However, according to our internal polling, nearly 80% of those voting for also Brooks did so for the reason of maintaining Democratic control of the Senate. Yeah. Well, they basically defined their opponent. And you can't let that happen. And they did. That's a failed strategy. Look, Republicans left Senate seats on the playing field. We should have 57.
Yep.
We should have Michigan. We should have had Wisconsin. Eric Hovde just conceded yesterday. And we should have had Arizona, Kerry Lake, and we should have had Sam Brown, Nevada. But because they wouldn't listen to me and Jay Valentine and others in the party, they left seats on the playing field. We never even needed Larry Hogan.
No, and beyond that, by the way, they're trying to claw back a seat in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's going to fail. We'll get to that at 7:35 this morning. Schrieffer cited additional factors that worked against Hogan's underdog fight, including Hogan's name appearing for the first time on a ballot with Trump.
Mm.
And Harris emerging as the late nominee generated all that enthusiasm and fundraising down ballot. Governor Hogan knew winning crossover votes in a federal election in the presidential year would be a far more challenging. Despite coming up short, Hogan won unprecedented numbers of split-ticket voters and consolidated Republican support in Maryland. Yeah, he could not get 100% Republican support. He couldn't even get 90%, 85% of Republican support.
I don't think he was interested in it. I mean, he ran a campaign over and over again trying to disassociate himself from any GOP policy or any of the thought leaders inside the Republican Party.
And the other governor to be heard from is Martin O'Malley. He announced his he plans to quit his day job and officially launch his campaign to be the next chairman of the DNC. Remember, he's at Social Security.
Yeah.
He's a commissioner over there now. Thank God our Social Security will be protected in the Trump administration. What did he get in the national presidential campaign? Did he get less than 1%?
Yeah, I think he made Kamala Harris look like a real winner.
So a guy that's getting less than 1% in a national campaign is now going to be in charge of conducting
or he hopes
national campaigns. Oh, my God, that's the best news I've heard all morning. Martin O'Malley, chair of the DNC, if it comes through. Let's go to Kevin. He's back in Delaware.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, well, I had to hang up because after Carell, I had to go take my meds. But bottom line with Trump is why would he take a meeting with those two cretins, Scarborough and Brzezinski? Why give them the time of day?
Yeah, I think it's the old adage, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
That frees them out and let them go out of business.
No, he wants, Trump, there's a method to his madness. A guy plays four level chess, you know, so he's got something up his sleeve. I'm not sure what it is yet, but he's got plans for Mika and the morning schmo.
Well, Kevin, that Abraham Lincoln put together a cabinet of people who didn't like each other very much, rather deliberately. There was a cabinet of enemies, is how it was characterized, because, again, the same philosophy, keep your friends close and your enemies real close.
It's 7 o'clock.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to illegal immigration, change is in the air. With hundreds of thousands of unvetted criminals allowed into the country under President Biden's watch, not to mention those on the terrorist watch list, President-elect Trump says he will declare a national emergency and will deploy the military to assist in deportations. As wars and rumors of wars intensify, the king of the Kremlin is upping the ante.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a revised nuclear doctrine declaring that a conventional attack on Russia by any nation that's supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country. The signing of the doctrine, which says that any massive aerial attack on Russia could trigger a nuclear response, reflects Putin's readiness to threaten use of the country's nuclear arsenal to force the West to back down as Moscow presses a slow-moving offensive in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Decision could come today from New York Judge Juan Merchan on the future of President-elect Trump's Manhattan criminal case. In light of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity, Merchan could dismiss the case. President-elect Trump continues to build his cabinet. His latest pick, former Wisconsin Congressman and Fox Business co-host Sean Duffy for Transportation Secretary. President Biden asking Congress for close to $100 billion more in emergency disaster relief funds.
The president told lawmakers that FEMA's main disaster relief fund would face a shortfall this budget year without additional money following hurricanes Helene and Milton. In a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, Mr. Biden said a shortfall would not only affect the agency's ability to provide life-saving assistance to survivors, but also would slow recovery efforts from prior disasters.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 260 points. The NASDAQ futures off 59, S&P futures 25 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain, don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Hi,
Brett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Good Tuesday morning at 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
JFX is still slow. Ruxton Road, there's an accident southbound near the city-county line. Been there for a while. On the right side of the roadway, we still have a delay from Ruxton Road down through there. And then after that, from Northern Parkway, the ride is okay. But right now, pretty solid backup there. Might take 10 to 15 minutes to come south through there. The wreck in Rosedale, 95 southbound after the Beltway before Chesico Avenue. It's crowding the right side. Delays go back to the Beltway. You'll slow again right after that because of earlier problems going into both the harbor tunnels. Those delays at the city county line. And on the east side Beltway, we're still waiting for the information. Was a report of a wreck. We're seeing some slowing on the outer loop between North Point Boulevard and Cove Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our weather's dry. The temperature's mild today, 62. Tomorrow, a little bit of rain, a few showers, 64. Thursday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, much cooler, 52 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air 46 degrees, and Ellicott City has 45 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning at 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Bail has been denied for the 14-year-old student suspected of shooting a Dunbar High School student. The teen is charged with first-degree attempted murder in last week's shooting, and on Monday, a judge ordered that the teen be held in a juvenile facility at least until his next court date. Police believe the teen shot the 15-year-old near the National Academy Foundation, and the motive was robbery. The victim is expected to survive. Harford County jury has just now convicted a man for murdering another guy in Belcamp and McDonald's in April. 19-year-old Sebastian Nicar of Bel Air was shot in the head of the 1300 block of Riverside Parkway. Ramatui, who is actually on probation at the time of the murder, he's been charged with felony first-degree assault in 2018. 13-year-old faces assault and robbery charges after a weekend incident in Fells Point. A Lancaster Street resident says three juveniles tried to set her hair on fire after she confronted them for smashing pumpkins outside a home, and they pushed her husband to the ground and smashed his cell phone when he tried to intervene. At an investigation underway after a woman was shot in West Baltimore Monday night, officers called to the 400 block of Cummings Court. At around 10 p.m., they found the victim with a gunshot wound, and she was taken to a hospital in stable condition. It's 7:05. Lottery numbers, your pick 3082, your pick 4228, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough. Inflation high, interest rates spiraling, prices on groceries, utilities, medical costs, and insurance rates skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight on their spending. Hi, Frank Liber here. Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements, understands your situation, but has some very good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling, but there are some necessary projects that must be done first, AES is here to help you get through these difficult times. Right now, AES Builder and Home Improvements is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call them today at 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
While Justin Tucker's field goal misses are the headliners of the Ravens special teams this year, there may be more to it.
We're talking about the holder. With Sam Cook as Tucker's holder from 2012 to 22, Tucker made 90.5% of his kicks. That's number one in NFL history. But now with Jordan Stout as the holder, over the last two seasons, Tucker stands in at 81.4. Former Baltimore special teams coach Jerry Rosberg called Cook the best holder in NFL history. Fox Sports has their NFL playoff probabilities out as of week 11. In the AFC, the Chiefs and Bills clocking at 99%, the Steelers at 98%, the Texans and Ravens at 95%, the Chargers are 88%, and the Broncos are 66%. In the NFC, Lions are at 99%, Eagles at 97%, Vikings at 95%, and after that it gets a bit murky. Packers at 79%, Falcons at 73%, and the Cardinals at 64%. AP College Football Top 25 is out, and four of the top five are in the Big Ten. Oregon number one, followed by Ohio State. Texas is the outlier. Penn State number four, and unbeaten Indiana is number five. The Hoosiers have been playing football for 137 years and are 10-0 for the first time in school history. The biggest game in their history is this Saturday at noon when they travel to Ohio State. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive, and we'd love to hear from you on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagerick, and here are your top stories this hour.
Kim Strassel says, does anybody actually understand in today's swamp media what being a reporter actually is?
Traditional media, people ignored them this year, and the candidates, Donald Trump in particular, were smart to go around them and listen to the folks that were getting ears and eyeballs.
And Democrats in Bucks County and three other counties in Pennsylvania say, what election laws?
It is important, very important, for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to affirm again the basic principle that every one of these counties needs to follow Pennsylvania law.
Not all that surprising.
That's RNC co-chair Michael Wadley. We'll hear about that coming up at 7:35.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania says no, 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 no. And folks in three different counties of Pennsylvania say, yeah, we heard you, but we're going to do it anyway. It's just, what happened to law? By the way, they're called Hoosiers. I just always wonder about this. They're called Hoosiers in Indiana because apparently an Indian word for corn. I don't know why that makes sense, but I guess it does. At least now we have a vague idea. We'll figure out Hoyas next, by the way. 710 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The attacks are escalating on a number of different Trump nominees for his cabinet and for other official positions. The firing line right now seems to have fire aimed at Tulsi Gabbard and at Pete Hegseth.
He is somebody who has never overseen an entity that is as large and as expansive as the Department of Defense be sitting in the Oval Office, sitting in the Situation Room, advising the president on the lives of servicemen and women. Should he be the one?
Yeah. Should he be the one? I mean, after all, he didn't come up the normal way. Well, that's part of the problem. It's the normal way. It gets kind of inbred over time, and that's exactly what Donald Trump is fighting against. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen says that the Trump nominees, fine, give them scrutiny, but how about the same kind of scrutiny not being given to a number of Biden nominees?
The Democrats are spending so much time talking about the scrutiny of President Trump's picks, and yet did we spend this amount of time scrutinizing Biden's pick? I mean, we can talk about Rachel, the Assistant Secretary of HHS. I think that's a pretty controversial pick from whatever pronoun he or she decides to use.
Yeah, and of course, now all of a sudden, oh, he said that. That means he must be anti-LGBT, trans, whatever the hell it is. No, it simply says, let's have an even playing field here. Seth Moulton, a Democrat, says, look, I've said this before, as a Democrat, he says, we have to be able to talk about the trans issue openly as Democrats, and apparently we're not able to.
And I stand by my position. You know, maybe I didn't get all the words exactly right. But the point is that the backlash I've received proves my point that we can't even have these discussions as a party.
Yeah, and they can't. They can't even broach the topic as if this is a great taboo. The Democrats can't even discuss the wisdom, for example, of boys playing in girls' sports. It's a given that must be, you must allow this. Why?
The reason why is because now the majority of the Democrat Party is this progressive Marxist wing that needs to tear the country down. Okay, that's the stated goal. Remember the transformation? Barack Hussein Obama, and they tried to use Biden to complete the job. Then their plans were to have Kamala finish us off. Well, they're not going away.
No.
They have not been vanquished as of yet. They still are going to... Look, we won a major battle, but the war wages on.
Coming up between now and half past, by the way, one of the major swamp creatures, totally embroiled in corruption when he was there, goes after Tulsi Gabbard. It's almost funny. It really is. Well, what he has to say. 713 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on 95 in Rosedale is south of the Beltway. It's after the bridge at Kenwood Avenue. And as you're moving down towards Chesico Avenue, still crowding the right lane. So we're getting the lanes by and the express lanes are open, but we're backed up to the Beltway and maybe back towards the bridge at Rossville Boulevard. So even the Beltway could have a problem trying to come south on 95. And then you come out of that backup and you start to run into those delays that start on 95 and also on 895 from backups earlier at the Fort McHenry Tunnel and the Old Harbor Tunnel. So only a little break after that wreck at Kenwood, and then basically at the city-county line, we're just kind of plodding along 35 to 40-minute delays from there, trying to go through both the harbor tunnels. JFX is still hurting, and again, we normally don't have problems southbound. Early in the morning, we had a wreck southbound. City-county line still there. Right lane delays go back to Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, sunny, dry, and mild today with a high of 62, passing showers overnight. Maybe scattered showers in the area tomorrow, 64. And right now we're looking pretty nice morning. It's partly cloudy and 47 in Arnold. It is a 48 in Annapolis. And it is time for our MAGA movement updates.
Fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Well, after the morning Schmo and Mika went on the air yesterday to announce that they were invited to Mar-a-Lago and they sat down with Donald Trump and they were, you know, they hadn't talked to him in 7 years or however long it was, 9 years I think it was, that, you know, it gave the impression that, that Trump was capitulating, right?
Yeah.
Here's what Donald Trump put on Truth Social. This morning... Morning Joe and Mika, who owe their careers to me, went on their show and claimed to have met with me. They made it sound like we had a summit. The truth is, Joe begged to meet with me after our big win. And when I finally agreed, he approached me like a scolded dog. He should consider himself lucky I didn't have him thrown out of the beautiful Mar-a-Lago. Mika was charming, as usual.
Well, look, Scarborough's a bit of a weasel. You know,
oh,
he really
absolute
is,
so, weasel. You know. James Blair, he is one of the campaign political masterminds behind the Trump winning strategy, went on yesterday with Fox to talk about the priorities moving forward.
The first thing we'll do from the legislative side is work on the confirmations. We want to get these confirmations through quickly to support all of the policy executively and legislatively that we need to accomplish.
And to me, the most important one is Matt Gaetz. That is the one we must have. I like Pete Hegseth, and I like Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. I like all of those appointments. I'm happy with all of them. But the must-have nominee is Matt Gaetz, because the Justice Department. If you can't stop the weaponization, of the Justice Department, then we're doing dead as a country. So
the hope is that there are members of the DOJ who believe that Matt Gaetz is going to be there, and because they're already putting their resumes together and sending out applications for jobs in the private sector, because those are the highly political folks on the left, and just soon fine, just leave, go get work.
And Blair went on to say that the MAGA Trump America First agenda is the priority.
The way to cement these gains politically, which will be my focus both on the legislative side and the political side, will be to pass the agenda that President Trump ran on and that the American people wholeheartedly endorsed.
Yeah. And what about Matt Gaetz? What about his nomination? Of course, he's already resigned Congress. That's a pretty, you know, sure sign that he thinks he's in. How are you going to get him, across the finish line?
You know, we'll look at all the options, I'm sure. Different people have different opinions. But at the end of the day, what's important is that we are able to get the intended nominees through.
Yeah, Senate Majority Leader John Thune told Brett Baer last Friday that everything's on the table, that they don't want to have to do a recess appointment, but it's on the table. They'd like to do it the conventional way, that is a traditional confirmation. Meanwhile, the former Deputy Attorney General under Trump, Jeff Clark, was on with Steve Bannon yesterday on the War Room talking about the recess appointment option.
The president can order the two houses of Congress into a recess if the two houses disagree about each other as to whether to go into that recess. And so if that disagreement between the houses exists, the president can send them into recess for as long as he sees fit.
So this is how this works. It's the adjournment clause. And again, the traditional confirmation is the way to get it done. And there's going to be pushback on that. At least 10 Republicans I count already as a no vote. So that's probably not going to happen by confirmation. But so Speaker Johnson says, I want to recess Congress. John Thune says, I don't want to do that. So now there is disagreement between the two houses. The president has the power under the adjournment clause to recess Congress. You would have to recess it for longer than 10 days for that recess appointment to take place. There's another thing called, and we talked about this before, it would be to the next session of Congress, so it would be good for almost 2 years. There's something called the Federal Vacancies Reform Act. The president can fill any vacancy in his cabinet without confirmation by naming Matt Gaetz for up to 210 days. That's all you get.
Mm-hmm.
210 days. So if confirmation by the Senate doesn't work out or the recess thing goes south, then he has got another option. It's the FVRA. 210 days.
Yeah, two-thirds of a year, roughly.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, but that, Matt Gaetz could probably get it done. Georgia Court of Appeals abruptly canceled their oral arguments in the phony Willis Trump RICO case against Trump. Everything, lawfare, is falling apart. There's a leaker in the Trump transition team. We don't know who it is, but somebody is leaking sordid, salacious details about Pete Hegseth and Matt Gaetz, and perhaps others. It led to a dust-up between Elon Musk and Boris Epstein the other day at Mar-a-Lago, a major disagreement. Elon Musk accused Epstein of being the leaker. Epstein vehemently denied that, so stay tuned for that. Sean Duffy, the former congressman and Fox Business anchor, has been named as the transportation secretary. Trump says the media is vital to making America great again. He vows to work with a free, fair, and open press, if they're free, fair, and open. Rhino Mitch McConnell delivered a message to the president against the whole recessed appointment thing. So there's going to be big pushback from the rhinos, most of which dominate the Senate. So stay tuned for that. 62 days to go until Inauguration Day.
Macho, macho man.
And soon we will be a great nation again.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
A former pastor of mine, a very wise man, used to say right action follows right thinking. This truism has come to my mind many times during the recently concluded national election, during which abortion was a major campaign issue. And there was a major effort to legalize abortion by means of a constitutional amendment in my state of Maryland. But any effort to, quote, legalize abortion through statute or court decision or even by amendment to a state constitution is an example of action that is not right because the thinking on which it rests is not right. You see, the foundational philosophy of American law and government is that God has given inalienable rights to all individual human beings, the first and preeminent of which is the right to life. Furthermore, it is the express purpose of American civil government to defend this right to life. Now, logic dictates that our civil government cannot both defend the right to life and at the same time allow and provide for its destruction. So let's think and then act rightly about abortion. Preborn children are both alive and they are innocent. It is therefore the duty of government to protect, not destroy them. See, the intentional destruction of an innocent human life is not now, nor has it ever been, nor will it ever be, lawful in these United States. Rightly understood, the term reproductive rights means the right to reproduce, that is, to have children, not to murder them. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show. How do you deport 20 million illegals? Well, let's just say Trump has a plan.
I like him already.
Plus, the FCC will have a conservative at the helm, and he's going to waylay those who abuse the First Amendment.
Adios. Have a nice trip. Bon voyage. Farewell to thee.
Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, 723 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We had some slowing through Millersville. There was a wreck that was in the roadway. It's now on the shoulder, I-97 southbound after Benfield Boulevard. So the backup is easing, but you're going to hit the morning delay after that around I-97 at Route 32. But it's a little better now after you're coming south of New Cut Road. JFX, you are still slow. Ruxton Road all the way into the city-county line. I just saw Genius come down the right shoulder at about 60 miles an hour in a white car. So you know who you are if you're listening to me, moron. Coming down to an accident scene that was in the right lane at the city-county line. So you're making good time. Hope you get your ass locked up. But in the meantime, 95 South.
I love
after,
it.
Huh?
I love it.
Traffic
love
with
it.
An opinion.
You might as well just get right to it. I would have called him an a-hole, but that's all right.
Yeah, but thanks for not doing that.
No,
yeah.
I didn't. I take it back. No, I don't. Southbound 95 at Kenwood Avenue, that wreck's still on the right side. That's backed up to the Beltway. And then guess what? Right after you ride through that backup, you go down to the city-county line, and you stop. Because of all the earlier problems this morning at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, both the tunnels are still backed up to the city-county line. More than a 35-minute delay going into both the tunnels. Big delays this morning through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and mild today, 62, the expected high. And right now the sun is up, and it's a beautiful morning. Sunny at 46 in Columbia. And 44 in Owings Mills, and you're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
One of the more hilarious things to watch right now, folks, is how the swamp creatures, including a number who have been completely discredited in the public sphere, have decided they're going to claim the moral high ground and speak as experts on who Donald Trump needs to have in his cabinet. And each of them has chosen a target. Now, this, I think, is hilarious. Tulsi Gabbard is now the target of, check this out, that moralist John Brennan.
I think there's so much uncertainty about what Ms. Gabbard would bring to the job. You know, she has been an apologist for Vladimir Putin, Bashar Assad. So many of her substantive comments, as well as previous actions, have called into question whether or not she has a good understanding of global politics and the U.S. role there.
That's so erudite. But you know what? It's a lie, and it's malicious, and you know it. She's been a spokesperson for Putin. She's been an apologist for the Russians. By what standard are you making that charge?
Well, he's an apologist for the Muslims because John Brennan is a Muslim. Yeah. People don't realize that, but that's how he was raised. And he's formerly known as the Drone Ranger. But
he can have his opinion, but to make charges with no substantiation at all, and there is none, What she has opposed is the continuing expansion of U.S. military forces overseas, our intervention in every puddle jumper war in the entire globe. She says that's not a good thing. I happen to agree with her on that. But that does not make her an apologist for the Russians or for Putin. If she says, or you say, or I say, Sean, you know, this being in Ukraine is not proving out to be quite as much of a good idea as we thought it was, we're not apologizing for Putin. We're saying we don't think that they can win. And I think right now with Biden, what Biden's done is we think actually we're now on the cusp of World War III. When Biden says you can go ahead and start launching U.S. missiles into Russia, how the hell do you suppose that's going to go down, Mr. Brennan?
She doesn't have any experience in intelligence. She has never served in the intelligence community. And the Director of National Intelligence is somebody who sits on top of the 18 departments and agencies and needs to orchestrate these agencies so that they collaborate, so that they coordinate, so that they're able to pursue the national security priorities in an effective fashion.
Yeah, in other words, you have to be an arcane swamp creature to do this.
Yeah, that's a plus to me that she doesn't have any intelligence experience, because she won't be corrupted and co-opted by the IC. I think she's going to bring an America First MAGA perspective on this, using common sense, using her years serving as a veteran and as a reserve right now, Lieutenant Colonel in the National Guard. So I think she's going to put America first. And that's all you really need.
Yeah.
If the intelligence is going to be suitable into America's vital interest, great. If not, and here's the other thing, she's going to redirect that intelligence towards our enemies.
Rather than toward Catholics who like Latin?
Yeah.
Rather than toward anybody who disagrees with the swamp, anybody who says, wait, I got a question about this COVID jab. Gee, Sean, what a concept. I mean, it truly is just amazing to think how convoluted the arguments have become on trying to delegitimize any of the Trump nominees. And again, Brennan goes at it and says, don't forget Tulsi Gabbard. She's a conspiracy theorist also.
Tulsi Gabbard, the best you can say about her is she's a Putin cheerleader. That's the best you can say. You put her in charge of our intelligence, it's all about revenge for what Russia did in 2016.
She is a Putin cheerleader, and she wants to apologize for whatever Russia did in 2016. By the way, what did Russia do? Nothing.
Yeah, again, they're using the same playbook they used on Trump. Russia, Russia, Russia. It is exactly the same. This is what they do. Remember the dirty dossier?
Oh, yeah.
Started by GPS Fusion, Hillary Clinton, then sent over to Juan McCain. May he rest in peace. And that whole thing was, it was all tend to me to cover up the attempted coup on Donald Trump. And now they're using the same playbook on Tulsi Gabbard.
Yep.
All right. Law Officer Michael A. Freeman wanted me to remind you that serious accidents require, that have resulted in serious injury, require serious legal representation. And look, the best defense for you is to make sure you have the proper protections when it comes to insurance on your policy. So it's always a good idea to get it out, review it. There are changes constantly in the insurance industry, and make sure that you have the proper coverages, the proper minimums at least, and hear what Michael recommends when it comes to uninsured motorist coverage, underinsured motorist, and personal injury protection, and even collision to some extent. So get out your insurance policy, jot down what you have, and if you're not sure it's proper, it's the right amount of coverage, call Michael. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. They will tell you exactly what coverages you should have and how much. And don't forget their website, maflaw.com. It's 7:30, time for some news headlines. Up next, Democrats in Pennsylvania ignore the law. What happens next? Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines being brought to you by Stouffer Legal, where you can sign up for one of Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshops at planbaltimore.com or call 410-645-PLAN. That's 410-645-7526. A 13-year-old faces assault and robbery charges after a weekend incident in Fells Point. A Lancaster Street resident says three juveniles tried to set her hair on fire after she confronted them for smashing pumpkins outside a home, and they pushed her husband to the ground and smashed his cell phone when he tried to intervene. Police caught up with the two 13-year-olds and a 14-year-old, and one of the younger teens was charged. The other two, though, released to their guardians. Investigation underway after a woman was shot at West Baltimore Monday night. Officers were called to the 400 block of Cummings Court at around 11 p.m. They found the victim with a gunshot wound. She was taken to a hospital in stable condition. And the Baltimore City Council has passed a bill that will create a tax increase on vacant and abandoned properties. According to the Baltimore Banner, the plan will set the rate for those properties at 3 times the typical rate for the first year, and that rate will increase every year after that. And Maryland State Police have released the name of the man who was shot in an apparent road rage incident early Monday on northbound I-95. 28-year-old Ronald Victor Garcia Rodriguez of Laurel being treated at Chalk Trauma after he was found on the shoulder of the road near Route 216 with multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators believe the victim and suspect were acquaintances but have not determined the motive for the shooting. Anyone with information about the way should call the Maryland State Police at the Waterloo Barrack. 732 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a pet? Did you know that pet ownership has estate planning consequences? Think about it. If you become unable to care for yourself, who's going to care for your pet? And if you die, who will become the owner of your pet? Does that person know your wishes? Will there be a dispute because you didn't make your desires known? And what if your pet should bite a person or someone else's animal? Did you know that your homeowner's insurance may not cover the cost of injuries caused by your pet? Stouffer Legal understands the risks and challenges of pet ownership as it relates to your wealth, and they can help you plan to protect your pets, your stuff, and the ones you love. Learn how you can be Stouffer Legal safe at PlanBaltimore.com. View their online estate planning webinar to learn if your estate plan is all set. And if it's not, request a free estate planning review with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Protect your pets, your human family, and your stuff. Visit PlanBaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal safe.
Pick 3 Lottery, 082, pick 4, 2282. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And all the lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels, but we started out way early this morning with a wreck that blocked the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Did not recover. We're still backed up all the way back through the city-county line, so 895 takes a hit as well. That's backed up as well. So you're sitting there in the tail end of that backup all the way back just south of the bridge at Chesico Avenue. The accident south of Kenwood on 95 is still there on the right shoulder. That's also adding to a delay as you're coming down from the Beltway. So once you get inside the Beltway, you have to ride out 35, could be 40 minutes even for the backup southbound through that area. JFX still slow. Ruxton Road down to a wreck at the city-county line, which was still in the right-hand lane. We have delays around the Beltway. Parkville side, Interloop from Liberty Road through Pikesville all the way to Green Spring, and of course the west side with the normal delays anywhere from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our weather's dry. The temperature's mild today, 62. Tomorrow, a little bit of rain, a few showers, 64. Thursday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, much cooler, 52 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Topping off a dessert or swirling it onto hot cocoa, Ready Whip is here to whip up some holiday cheer. Ready Whip is made with real cream, so pick up a can or two. Ready Whip.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh met the media yesterday in Owings Mills in the wake of Baltimore's 18-16 loss to the Steelers. Front and center was the Justin Tucker conversation. The potential future Hall of Famer missed 2 field goals in the loss. Harbaugh saying they have full confidence in Tucker, no competition will be coming in, and the best option is to get Tucker right. Tucker was 6 misses this year, 1 more than all of last year. AP College Basketball Top 25 is out. Kansas tightened its grip on number 1, followed by UConn, Gonzaga, Auburn, and Iowa State. Duke dropped 6 spots from 6 to 12 with their 77-72 loss to number 9 Kentucky. And finally, the negative buzz continued about Netflix production of the Mike Tyson Jake Paul boxing extravaganza that wasn't. Netflix announcing that 60 million fans tuned in worldwide, but fans flooding social media with complaints about excessive buffering and blurry pictures. Netflix has 2 NFL games coming up on Christmas Day, including the Ravens against the Texans. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
7:36, 24 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. If you'd like to play Choose Your Fake News, chance for you to pick up some Maryland Scratch-Off lottery tickets. Five times the cash, top prize $1,000. Give us a call right now. Reserve your spot. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Well, we've watched a lawless regime occupy the White House and tear this country apart over the last 4 years. In 62 days, that is going to come to an end. But there's a lot of damage can be done between now and those 62 days. And we've watched as president, vice president, and their henchmen at the DHS, Mayorkas, totally ignore immigration law passed by United States Congress, signed into law in 1996 by then President Bill Clinton. It is the law of the land. For the immigration laws of this land, and they just were completely ignored. Ignored by Joe Biden, by Kamala Harris, ignored by Alejandro Mayorkas, and others. So the question is, you know, what recourse do we have when people ignore, openly defy the laws of the United States? We're a nation of laws. We're a nation ruled by law, and if we don't have a lawful country, then we will have anarchy.
Yeah.
And we were on the precipice of that anarchy, which leads to revolution, which leads to the overthrow of our government. We were on the precipice of that when the American people stood up and said, no, we don't want that. We want a nation back again. We wanted our economy. We want our nation to be sovereign with our border policy, a common language, a common culture. And yet there are Democrats who insist and continue to try to cheat and ignore the law to try to steal Senate seats. They were successful in four states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. And who knows how many congressional seats we lost as well. So that is something to keep in mind, even though there is the trifecta of having the executive, legislative, and judicial branches now that are dominated by Republicans. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to you, Republicans, to make good on your promises, to make sure that the MAGA America First agenda is implemented. But first we have to deal with Democrats who basically are acting like criminals. And these are people in positions of responsibility. In Pennsylvania, they tried to steal a seat from Dave McCormick.
His Senate seat.
His Senate seat, which was the 53rd seat in this majority. And a little background on this. In August, a lower court ruled that it was unconstitutional to reject improperly dated mail-in ballots. So they were supposed to reject mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, whatever you want to call them, that were not signed properly or were either dated improperly after the when they were supposed to be dated or didn't have any date at all. Those ballots. Now, those are the rules. Those are the rules that the Pennsylvania State Legislature put into place. If you don't like the rules, then you win elections and you change the rules. But you don't defy or ignore the rules just because you don't agree with them. And that's what we have Democrats doing. In September, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that undated ballots or improperly dated ballots won't be counted. And then we have in Bucks County, which is a suburb of Philadelphia, the Democrat commissioners in Bucks County openly bragged about violating the law and ignoring a Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling and continued to count illegal ballots. Here's Democrat Commissioner Diane Ellis Marsiglia, who, by the way, donated to Bob Casey's campaign. That's a whole nother legal bailiwick there. Openly bragging about violating the law and defying the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling.
We reject all three categories of these ballots.
Your motion is to reject or dismiss the challenges in this category in front of you?
Correct, yep.
Not going to second that, mostly because I think we all know that
precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
Oh, really? Well, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has paid attention to it, and they've said, stop doing what you're doing. It violates the law.
In all 67 counties. Now, my problem is this, and this is the reason why I wanted Lara Trump, Michael Whatley, the Trump campaign to pay attention to Jay Valentine and fractal technology, because these mail-in ballots, whether they were manufactured or not, whether they were valid ballots, now they've been commingled. Now they've been mixed in. So last time I checked, the 30,000 vote lead that Dave McCormick had been whittled down to 17,000. You know, it's this pattern is the same. The election date is over. We keep counting 5, 10, I don't know, 15, maybe 30 days after the election. And magically, the Democrat always wins.
Yeah, because they count until they have a victory in hand, and then they say, okay, we can stop counting now. It's all done.
Now, the question is, you know, will they stop the counting or will they continue to defy? Now, what happens? What happens next if these commissioners say, well, we don't recognize the Supreme Court ruling? We're going to continue counting because this is the mantra of the left. Every vote counts. It's really more every ballot because they're not really votes. None of these are manufactured, are invalid or false ballots. They are sent to addresses where nobody lives. And we got the harvesters, the mules, the NGOs, the people that Democrats are paying to go and process these ballots. So, again, I think that these commissioners need to be investigated. I think Diane Ellis-Marsiglia, who openly broke the law to count illegal ballots, contributing to Bob Casey's campaign. Isn't that a conflict of interest if you sit on a board of elections?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be immediately tossed from that board?
Or you should recuse yourself in these kinds of circumstances, yeah.
So the good news here is the Pennsylvania Supreme Court sides with the McCormick campaign, orders Bucks County and others to stop counting illegal, invalid mail-in ballots. The question is, were they in time to stop the steal? We'll have to see.
Coming up in around 1 minute, choose your fake news. We do have a contestant online already. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Finally had a chance to come back through Annapolis. Bay Bridge westbound looks good all the way from there through Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge with the lanes open. The morning buildup is there. It's not bad as you're heading south on I-97 at Route 32. There is some backing as you're coming south from Benfield Boulevard. But so far, it looks just like the normal delay. Now, they just put a camera on a guy here on the Bay Bridge. He's sitting on the guardrail right before the main span. There's no car. There's a construction barrel there. And he's just sitting on the guardrail. So we'll see what happens with that bearded guy. Hope it's not Santa.
Chuck.
Well, just said, you know, bearded guy with a white beard. How the hell do I know? They're going to stop and check on him, I'm sure.
Could be Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. No, he's gone.
Chuck, Chuck, what color is your beard?
Colonel Sanders wannabe.
Yeah.
What color is my beard?
Yeah.
White.
Oh, okay. Just asking.
Okay, don't ask any further.
Okay.
There's a new wreck, southbound 95 in the area of Powder Mill Road. They may be in the roadway, so here we go again. You may have a backup now as you're coming south from Route 216 and from Route 32 as you're heading south towards the Capitol Beltway. Both the harbor tunnels with big delays on the southbound side as you're moving through those areas, and the heavy traffic on the JFX from the earlier accident southbound around the area of the city-county line. Now this guy is up and walking. So if you're traveling towards the Bay Bridge, he's now on the right shoulder, very close to the white line near the Bay Bridge. Heads up for that. Not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze, and more. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be partly sunny, dry, mild today, 62 the expected high. We've got some cloud cover moving into the the area right now and 45 in the Pikesville. It is 44 in Bel Air. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got 5 mail-in scratch-off lottery tickets, 5 times the cash. Top prize there, $1,000. Go to mdlottery.com for details on how you can play. Debbie in Falston is our contestant.
Morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Oh, last, please.
All right, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. The University of Maryland is to offer a fat studies course about the intersection of blackness and fatness. The course is being offered by a professor who's teaching methods to seek to blur the boundaries between academy art and activism. Story two, Elon Musk is trolling Mika and Joe this morning on X. After their visit, they were crowing about Trump and Mar-a-Lago. Musk wrote on X, quote, maybe I'll buy MSNBC at a distress sale. He said I should rename it the X Channel with a smiling emoji. Story three, a trans war has broken out on Capitol Hill after a Republican lawmaker proposed a measure that would block the first transgender member of Congress from using the biological women's restrooms at the U.S. Capitol. Congresswoman Nancy Mace pushing for a new rule ahead of the arrival of Congresswoman-elect Sarah McBride of Delaware, who takes office in January as the first openly trans lawmaker in the history of the United States. All right, story one, study of fat studies at Maryland. Story two, Musk joking about buying MSNBC. And story three, first trans member of Congress might have to use the men's room as a trans woman. All right, we will start with Bruce, because he had a puzzled look on his face.
Yes. Story number two, Elon trolling. I think that's great. I hope he did it. So I'm going to hope that's true. Story three, it used to be that only we were about the trains running on time. Now we have to worry about the trans running on time as well. But I still think that's probably true. So my guess is that the fat studies, that's fake news.
1-4-1, that's Bruce. Kristen.
I can see number one being true. I mean, everything else is white people's fault, right? So that's probably our fault, too. And yeah, I also hope the Elon Musk story is true. So I'm going to say number three. Not that Nancy Mace wouldn't do that, but I did not hear that one.
All right, Kristen votes for story number three. Chuck?
I knew some black women back in the day were pretty fat. I mean, P-H-A-T fat.
Oh, pretty, pretty hot and yeah. Sexy.
Thank yes. God you very clarified nice. That.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
By the way, this guy's hitchhiking now with his thumb out right before the paper.
The dude with the white beard?
Does he want Does he want 1, 2, or 3, Chuck? Just is he holding up a hand?
Excuse me, are you running the show now?
Sometimes.
Okay, yeah, right. It's what you think. Oh, there's a police car.
We let him drive once in a while.
They're going to give him a free ride now, and the police car just pulled up. I'm going to go with 3.
All right, Chuck goes for 3. And Debbie?
What do we think? 1? One. We're
going to
go with 1.
Well, who's we're? You're getting help?
Well, yeah, we're on our way to school.
Oh, you're on your way to school. Okay. All right, so your help, and you say story number 1.
We say number 1.
All right, nobody wants for story number 2, Elon Musk trolling Mika and Joe, threatening to buy MSNBC. That is our fake news story of the day. Sorry about that, Debbie. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening, playing the game. We can do it again very, very soon. Yep. That would be a great idea. Maybe you would rename it Musk NBC.
You know, can I point something out? Story number one, I'm assuming that's a true story now.
It is.
That is incredibly racist. It really is. We're going to do a whole class on the intersection of blackness and fatness. Really? So we're going to now say we're going to legitimize unhealthy behavior.
But does it surprise you? The gender queer studies and gender queer curriculum, and now they're going to have blackness and fatness at the... and again, that's you're right. I mean, it's like, is that...
really?
If anybody else would try any kind of course with stereotyping, they would have such blowback.
I mean, I heard that. Man, I sure hope that's fake news. I'm sorry it's not, because in my view, that's incredibly racist.
Imagine we were at University of Maryland, somebody wanted to put a course in on the insatiable appetites of some traffic reporters.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Well, of course. That would be clearly discriminatory.
Nice. I like how I got led into that. I think it could be one of the new shows on CBN, Blackness and Fatness, 3 p.m. every day.
not true.
Could be. It could just be. We would just do reruns of Sanford and Son.
If we can market it, it's okay, I guess.
Let me tell you something. Dummy.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook page. And it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
752, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, coming up between 8 and 9 this morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Well, the head of the NAACP says, well, Pete Hegseth, he's a well-known racist. Really? News to me. Vivek says, you know what? We're going to clean house. The whole department's going to go away.
By the way, there's an article in this morning's Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter. By the way, AP is laying off all sorts of people now.
Yeah.
So maybe in the LA Times. There's hope, I guess, but I haven't seen much of a change in the Sun paper. But Governor Wes Moore's administration has hired one of the world's largest consulting and technology firms to prepare for the cascading effects of President-elect Donald Trump's new administration could have on the state. They spent $190,000 of our tax money bypassing the procurement process to this company called Accenture, which is going to tell them what effects Trump's policies are going to have on the state of Maryland.
Yeah, well, it could be a rather substantial effect, depending on which departments get disemboweled, you know.
But they needed to spend money to know that?
No, I mean... Yeah.
Going through procurement?
No, what you need is to have somebody sensible sit down and say, all right, if we lose X percent of the federal workforce who lives in Maryland, what the impact is going to be. That doesn't take $190,000.
No.
Instead, that money should go directly to Chuck
Whitaker. You don't
Whitaker.
Have people on the staff now that can do that?
Yeah. Chuck Whitaker can.
Yes, he can. He's with numbers.
As long as we pay him $190,000.
Yeah.
Chuck?
Write that down.
Oh, you know, Chuck, I would do it, but apparently I'm not running the show, so never mind.
Write that down as well. We'll use that somewhere along the line when Sean is away. Bruce admits he's not running the show. Okay, good for Charles.
I'm not running your show, I'm not running my life, nothing.
Okay. All the backups are still there. Both the Harbor Tunnel still being delayed. Oh, my gosh. We had big problems earlier this morning at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Backed us up all the way back through the city-county line. That is still recovering, and that's still a big problem. JFX is still slow. We had a wreck earlier. It was near the city-county line, and the backup on the expressway is still back into the area at Ruxton Road. So watch your speed as you're coming south off the Beltway. The tail end of that backup right there at the ramp at Ruxton Road as you're traveling south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and mild today, 62. Passing showers possible overnight. Maybe tomorrow we get some scattered showers and 64 before a cold front moves through, cooling things down Thursday through the weekend. Highs only in the low 50s. Right now, partly cloudy, 47 in Pasadena, 45 in Parkville. Coming up at the top of the hour should... Maryland taxpayers be reimbursed for school enrollments that are chronically absent, or the children are just missing, not even going to school yet? We're paying for it.
One of the best reporters out there is a woman named Kimberly Strassel. She works for the Wall Street Journal. She is a serious reporter. You know, who, what, when, where, why, how. That is kind of what she does for a living. And she says it's important to note that when Joe and Mika, you pretend for a moment that these are real live reporters, or any other reporter has a conversation with Donald Trump, they're not kissing the ring. They're actually trying to do reporting the way reporting is supposed to be done.
It's not kissing his ring to actually act like a journalist and decide to cover him, you know, with neither favor nor fear. Simply treat him like he's any other president. Point out the good stuff. Point out the bad stuff. I mean, it's been really good to see some of that change since 8 years ago.
Yeah. However, she notes that what currently exists is a massive amount of hostility from the swamp media. And by that, we mean ABC, CBS, NBC, Chicken Noodle News, MSNBC, the publication Sean was just mentioning a moment or two ago, LA Times, Baltimore Sun, New York Times, Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those groups, those institutions have been openly hostile, not just to Donald Trump, but to any conservative ideas, as if they have no currency whatsoever in the culture, for a number of years now. And the press hostility, particularly toward Trump, this time failed, and it failed very badly.
One of the things the press has realized is not only has it undermined public confidence in the press as an institution, hurt a lot of these outlets, but that they aren't even helping the goals that they seek to help. And that if you look at what the press did this time around, the ceaseless hostility to Trump and the endless praise of Kamala Harris, all it did was allow Democrats to live in a fantasy world where they didn't change direction despite the mood of the country, and then they lost in a landslide.
Yeah. They got clobbered because they believed the swamp media. The swamp media was saying what they thought they should say in order to help buttress the Democratic cause. And nobody on that side of the aisle was listening to the American public at all. Instead, they talk about legitimizing Donald Trump. Well, folks, I'll tell you what. He's been president once. He's president again, or president-elect now. 75 million people voted for him this time around. About the same number voted for him the first time around. He's legitimate by definition. It doesn't need the swamp media to legitimize him. He is, by definition, a legitimate political voice in this country, even though the political left doesn't want him to be.
The media has been corrupted, just like most government agencies have been corrupted by the radical far left.
Yeah.
And that is, one will lie, the other one will swear to it. And it used to be that under the First Amendment that you had a press that would hold the government accountable. That's why it was created.
Why it's protecting the Constitution.
Exactly. It's protected to hold, for the American people, to hold your leaders and your government accountable when they're trying to hide things or do things or whatever the case may be. So that being said, they have failed miserably since about 2000.
Yeah, they've been gaslighting us on stuff, including like Joe Biden's health, for years. Years. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The folks at Glen Burnie Transmissions want you to know that they have joined together with Jim Jennings Transmissions because they know that you want to have the best transmission service possible no matter where you are in the metropolitan area. Now, both companies have been in business for more than a half a century. That is a lot of experience. And so they were saying, it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds of less than the dealers, all you got to do is give them a call. Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, free area towing. You get great financing available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or you can call Jim Jennings Transmissions. That is a 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and the Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Should taxpayers be reimbursed for school enrollments where students are chronically absent? Stay tuned.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Russia's Vladimir Putin is playing the nuclear card again. He signed a doctrine declaring that a conventional weapons attack on Russia by any country supported by a nuclear power would be considered a joint attack on Russia. One conservative pro-business group already looking down the road a couple of years.
Akash Choghali with Americans for Prosperity says the best way to prepare for 2026
is score important policy victories in 2025.
For the AFP, Choghali says that means going from knocking on doors in 2024 to climbing the steps of Capitol Hill.
We've been working closely with the Speaker's office, the Majority Leader, and others.
For the AFP and other pro-business groups, the focus right now is on extending the Trump tax cuts and reversing what they see as bad policy on energy and immigration. Bob Agner reporting.
AAA expects almost 80 million of us to travel at least 50 miles from home over the Thanksgiving holiday.
You've always been told Wednesday is the worst day to travel before Thanksgiving, and then Sunday's the busiest day to come back. But what we've noticed over the past few years is that people have changed how they travel and when they leave. And now more people are leaving on Tuesday before Thanksgiving. A lot of schools are closed on Wednesday, so families with kids are taking off on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. And then instead of coming back on Sunday, they're coming back on Monday.
And that's AAA's Aixa Diaz. This could complicate holiday travel. Parts of the country preparing for the first measurable snowfall of the season, where elsewhere, torrential rain are in the forecast.
There's going to be a prolonged atmospheric river event starting late on Tuesday into early Wednesday across parts of the Pacific Northwest, specifically southwestern Oregon into northwestern California.
Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service says there is a potential for flash flooding as well as mudslides. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 219 points. NASDAQ futures off 40 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4, Relief.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Once again, 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
95 into the city from the southwest side was a little bit slow just looking at it. Now it's improving. There may have been a minor incident up around Washington Boulevard, but now it looks like it's starting to get better in that area coming up from the southwest side of the Beltway. Both the tunnels are all still jammed up. Number of problems early this morning. All four lanes are moving at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The back has been back to the city-county line. 895, same story there, still backed up through the city-county line. Last check, JFX was still slow coming south from Ruxton Road from an earlier accident scene that was in the area just around the city-county line, and we're still looking at delays for that traffic coming south. It's better now. It looks like the pace has picked up a little bit. Maybe the accident scene has cleared that was in the right lane just before Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our weather's dry. The temperature's mild today, 62. Tomorrow, a little bit of rain, a few showers, 64. Thursday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, much cooler, 52 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 48 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it is 53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It is 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland State Police have released the name of the man who was shot in an apparent road rage incident early Monday on northbound I-95. 28-year-old Ronald Victor Garcia Rodriguez of Laurel is being treated at shock trauma after he was found on the shoulder of the road near Route 216 with multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators believe the victim and the suspect were acquaintances, but they have not determined a motive for the shooting. City police investigating a double shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to the 4,000 block of Orchard Avenue just before 3 o'clock Monday afternoon. When they arrived, they found a woman with multiple gunshot wounds. The 34-year-old victim taken to a hospital in critical condition. Police also located a 40-year-old man with gunshot wounds when he was taken to a hospital as well in stable condition. Bail has been denied for the 14-year-old suspected of shooting a Dunbar High School student. The teen is charged with first-degree attempted murder in last week's shooting. And on Monday, a judge ordered that the teen be held in a juvenile facility at least until his next court date. Police believe the teen shot a 15-year-old near the National Academy Foundation and that his motive was robbery. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery from last night, 082. Pick 4, 2282. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, passionate and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Ravens' beleaguered secondary had a new look on Sunday. The Ravens sent Marcus Williams back to the sideline, and Eddie Jackson didn't make the trip to Pittsburgh. Instead, Ardarius Washington took over for Williams and played every snap, and Kyle Hamilton played more free safety than in the box or the slot. Washington and Hamilton gave up just 3 catches for 10 yards and made 21 total tackles. In all, Steeler quarterback Russell Wilson was held to just 205 passing yards. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Daniel Jones era apparently is over in New Jersey. The Giants have demoted the former number one round draft pick out of Duke to third string. Giants turning to Tommy DeVito. I looked it up and there's no relation that I can find to Danny DeVito. Baseball news, Oriole outfielder Austin Slater has been signed by the White Sox. And the MLB Rookies of the Year for 2024 have been announced. Pirates' Paul Skeens wins the NL Award. Yankees' Luis Hill for the American League. Skeens and Hill are the first pair of starting pitchers to win the award in the same year since 1981. And finally, news from the world of gymnastics. Bella Caroli, the polarizing coach of multiple Olympic gold medal winners, including Nadia Comaneci and Mary Lou Retton, has passed away at the age of 82. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
That's hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. You can join the conversation here, the debate and discussion, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at The Morning Drive at WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories coming up this hour. Vivek Ramaswamy talking about the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, and what their mission is.
So first is we want to go right in through executive action to do the failures of the executive branch that need to be addressed. Because the dirty little secret right now, Maria, is the people we elect to run the government, they're not the ones who actually run the government. It's the unelected bureaucrats in the administrative state. That was created through executive action. It's going to be fixed through executive action.
There you go. We'll see exactly how thorough that house cleaning is. Also coming up this hour, the head of the NAACP says, well, it's a well-known fact that Pete Hegseth, oh yeah, he's a racist, he's a white supremacist.
This is someone who is known to be a white supremacist, known to be an extremist.
No, it's not known.
I hope he sues. I really do. I hope he sues the... Of course, MSDNC is already struggling. And then, of course, that was repeated on MSDNC and maybe even the NAACP. That is, you know, he's been on Fox and Friends for how long? On the weekends? What, has it been 7 years now or longer? So if they thought he was a white supremacist then, why didn't they raise this huge outcry then when he was on television? Influencing people with his opinions, etc.
Have you heard anything from inside Fox News indicating that there are African-American men or women who are going to say, oh, yeah, that's right?
No, all of this is just Democrat smear, uniparty. Let's put it that way, uniparty smear tactics. Fox 45 News investigation has found Baltimore City Public Schools received millions of tax dollars to educate hundreds of students who were absent for nearly the entire school year.
Wow.
And so the big question is, what should taxpayers be reimbursed for students that miss 170? That's 94 to 100% of the school year. Okay, we have ghost students now. We have chronically absent students. We'll get to the rest of that story here momentarily. But joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, Nino.
So I understand we got another big meeting coming up on NPRP.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen, for allowing me to just plug this event tonight. Very important. We are hosting a town hall meeting at Hereford High School tonight, 6 o'clock. You're right, it's with our efforts to stop the NPRP project, but it's a Know Your Rights community town hall. So we've used our own, I want people to understand this. We've been working very hard on this issue. We've used our own funds to engage an attorney. His name is Harris Eisenstein. He is a very accomplished land use attorney. We formed what's called SaveOurCommunity.org, or Save Our Community in LLC and SaveOurCommunity.org. We've been letting people know, again, using our own funds at our website, how you can engage the PSC. We are in this fight until the very end. Tonight, it's very important for people to come out and learn how they can protect their rights if they are affected by this power line project. Harris will be taking questions for as long as it takes. And again, this is tonight at Hereford High School, 6 o'clock. It's a very important town hall tonight. I hope everybody is able to come on out there and just ask any question you might have. He is an expert. He knows this stuff extremely well. Harris Einstein, he will be with us tonight with this.
And it's Hereford High at 6 o'clock this evening. Know Your Rights. And what was the website again, Nino?
SaveOurCommunity.org is the website that we've formed. We've been taking this project. I mean, just I wanted to make sure we can provide, be of substance here, provide answers to the community. We have, that's why we've attained our LLC, this attorney, to come out there and answer questions tonight. And this is what we want people to continue to be engaged. We know they are. We saw this. We were there last week. We saw the stories in the Fox, for example, all over the media about just how frustrated and rightfully so people are about this project. But we want to make sure that if there's questions that they have and we can provide answers, that's why we've gone out of our way here and we have Harris Eisenstein coming tonight.
All right. That's a great town hall. That's tonight at 6. Nino, thanks again. Thanks for leading on this issue. Appreciate that.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Nino. Thanks for being with us.
Delegate Nino Mangione, that's tonight at 6, Hereford High School. Stop MPRP.
813, traffic weather on the 3s. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, 95, if you're coming down through Rosedale, you're still looking at delays. We started way early this morning with a wreck in the left-hand tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That was there for a while, backed up 95 to the city-county line. 895 then backed up to the city-county line, has not even anywhere near recovered, and 95 is still slow. If you're coming south, Chesico Avenue Bridge is almost a mile before the split at 895. So all this traffic right here at that point. then has to go all the way through the backups and go through both the harbor tunnels. 35, 40-minute delays if you're in the tail end of this right now, both on 895 and 95 South. JFX is still backed up a little bit at Ruxton Road, was improving south from an earlier accident at the city-county line, and now there's a report of a wreck on the JFX northbound, could be around the ramp at Cold Spring Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be partly sunny, dry, mild today with a high of 62. We start off with a little cloud cover here this morning. It is 47 in the Middle River and 49 in Arnold. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Once again at 8:15, it is time for us to find out which lefty has lost it. So please, let's head to the circus. That's where they typically end up going, these clowns. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left. Okay, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and boy, here to delight and entrance all of us, it is the daughter of Tim Walz. Yes, it's Hope Walz with some information she wanted us to have.
This morning, I woke up and decided I needed to take a shower, and so I finally did that, and I did my skincare for the first time in a couple days, and I brushed my teeth for the first time since Tuesday night.
Uh-huh. That's good to know. Anything else you want to pass along?
This country does not deserve Kamala Harris. That woman should go live her best life wherever she wants, doing whatever she wants, because we don't deserve her at this point. These people have to live in their own skin, as in J.D. Vance and Donald Trump have to be J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. And that is not a punishment I would wish upon anybody except those two individuals. So I'm just really grateful that I am who I am and that I'm on the side of love and hope and joy and progress.
Yeah, she's on the side of love and hope and joy and progress. She might also consider being on the side of good dental hygiene. To hear that she hadn't brushed her teeth in a number of days,
yes.
it takes me back to listen.
That's certainly going to convince me.
Yeah.
I should listen to her or take her advice.
Love and hope and joy. And hey, what about Sesame Street, huh, Hope?
All I want to do is brush my teeth, my teeth. I really love to brush my teeth, my teeth. I love to brush my teeth, my teeth.
Was this a... Was this a conscious decision not to brush?
I don't know.
She was so busy that she couldn't brush? Or maybe she lost her toothbrush.
And no time. Oh, look, then you put the toothpaste on your finger. You know, you do something.
Right.
So
imagine there's some excess tampons laying around the Walls house.
Oh, jeez. I hadn't thought of that. I guess I'd be worried about the absorbency, but, you know, that's what you got, I guess, Sean. Only your mind would go there, sir. Only your mind. 818 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My mind has gone somewhere else, and this is on the Bethesda-based Marriott Corporation is going to lay off more than 800 employees. 800. And this guy, the Smiling Turtle, is spending $190,000 to figure out how we're going to deal with the Trump effect. Okay, never mind, in the past 2 years, the Smiling Turtle and his administration has increased taxes and fees to the tune of over $400 million on Maryland small business and working families and evaporating a surplus that he inherited. Then a week ago, after the November 2024 election, the bombshell financial report hit the fan. Maryland is now the worst financial shape it's been in 20 years. $2.7 billion budget deficit, which will grow to $6 billion by 2030. With calls for legislative session next year to yet again increase taxes on Maryland. There was a poll yesterday in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter. They give it, you know, how should Maryland resolve its budget? Spending cuts, increased taxes, both, or none of the above. Guess which was number one? 68%. 68% said spending cuts. Are you listening, Governor Smiling Turtle? So, and then we have this news. So the question is this impact of taxes and fee increases not only have on working people, but small businesses and even large businesses have to deal with these kinds of increases. So they can crow all they want about, we got out of the general insane asylum without raising income taxes. Well, you're doing more damage to the state now. And Marriott just confirmed that. But, oh, man, you've hired a consultant. You better worry about the effects that your tax fees and increases are having on the state, not so much Donald Trump at this point. Just saying. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us from the law office, Michael Lee Freeman, is the lead counselor himself, who now is auditioning to be a kicker for the Ravens. Michael A. Freeman.
Yes, okay. We won't even go there. Please, thank you. And amen to your just recent discussion. Listen, we discussed collision insurance for the last couple of weeks, and it's amazing. Just this weekend, we got a case that demonstrates why you need collision insurance. My client is riding down the street. There's an accident in front of him, a two-car collision. One of those cars bounces off and smashes into my client's front, actually totaling a pretty recent car. He calls his insurance company. They come and tow the car. They get him a car rental. They go out and see it. They estimate it. It's a total. Meanwhile, the two cars that were involved in the accident, one of which hit our clients, are having an internal argument about who is actually responsible, so nobody is taking liability. In the meantime, my client has gotten his check from his carrier under his collision coverage for over $20,000 for the total damage to his vehicle. And as of right now, the two insurance companies are still fighting over who's responsible. Meaning, if my client did not have collision coverage, right now, his car would be sitting at a storage lot collecting storage fees with nobody out looking at the car, with no money to put on a new car, and he'd been S out of luck, all right? So that's my final take on collision insurance. If you don't take it for whatever it's cost, you're really running the risk of some real, real inconvenience. So check your policy. You know, I'm not a big insurance guy, but collision coverage helps us help you get the better service that you need when you're in an accident. Any questions? 410-363-6848. And we'll be talking next Tuesday morning after the Monday night game, Sean, and I hope it's a different story. That's all I can say.
I think it will. I think I just, you know, now they're looking at the holder, maybe that, because that's what's changed.
Well,
because he's got plenty
of
leg.
The holder was not in there on that two-point conversion fiasco at the end of the game.
That is true.
Okay.
But you can still blame him anyway.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate that. Loves Michael A. Freeman. Of course, check him out. Great. Look, he's been doing great stuff for 40 years here in Maryland. MAFlaw.com. The website is informative. It's helpful. And you should start there and download the 15 things to remember if you are involved in an automobile accident. And one of the things you should do is turn on WCBM, because we have this traffic guy.
We do.
The most probably experienced in the entire country. We're fortunate enough to have him here.
It's amazing. Baltimore. When he traffics in, by the way. It really is.
Yeah. So, you know? Yeah, I would start there, and then you can avoid all these pitfalls.
That's right. Yeah. You can avoid pitfalls, and you can probably barter for something really important if you have something even more important to pass along. Chuck Whitaker.
I'll be putting out a new website at 9 o'clock so they can visit, so, you know.
Well, that's nice. Have you named it yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, let us.
If it's free, it's for me.com.
Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
I'll type that into the URL.
the toll facilities police picked up Santa Claus from the east end of the Bay Bridge and gave him a ride. I don't know where they took him, but he's not there anymore. He was hitchhiking right off. I wanted to know where the hell he came from. Did he walk over from Route 8 or what? But he was sitting on the guardrail.
Apparently, they've now discovered 8 reindeer that are on strike.
No kidding.
They're sitting on Route 50 somewhere in Easton. I don't know where they're all the way down there.
Yeah, and as far as where he came from, Chuck, when a man and a woman really love each other a lot, they...
Just amazing, folks, isn't it? You really don't even have to pay for this, so you have to put up with it. It's fine. I-97.
Traffic's out, or I love it.
I know. Why don't you just end up right here? That's it. I-97, if you're coming south from Benfield through the ramp at Route 32, you have to put up with this. I can't help it, but I got to tell you what's going on. The backup gets better after the bridge at 178. We're still slow. This is one of these days that the backups at both the tunnels ain't going away anytime soon, and we're still backed up. And then all that traffic eventually comes through the city, 95, Russell Street, 395. It's still slow all the way out to the southwest side of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your weather channel forecast, it is going to be all partly sunny today, dry, mild, 62. Maybe some passing showers overnight. We're already getting some cloud cover in the area. So it's cloudy in 47 in Owings Mills and 46 under cloudy skies in Bel Air. So we'll go back to this, the student enrollment. First, ghost students. Those are students that just don't show up ever. And Chris Pappas over at Fox 45 did a great job exposing that at Augusta Fells Savage School in West Baltimore. And then city schools had to reimburse taxpayers over $350,000 in that case. But Pappas was asking Delegate April Rose of Carroll County, again, whether taxpayers should be reimbursed for these schools that the children have just checked out.
Do you plan on introducing your bill again this upcoming legislative session?
I do, yes. I will absolutely introduce it again.
Yeah, 3 years in a row. Delegate Rose has introduced this bill to crickets because the Democrats are controlled lock, stock, and barrel by the teachers' unions. And she says that all she's asking, because right now enrollment is basically, this formula is based on one time. September 30th is when they take enrollment, mm-hmm. and that's what schools are paid on, just that one time. So if children drop out or don't go to school or whatever after September 30th, you're out of luck. And she says all she's asking for is a measuring of enrollment four times a year.
It's not that hard to count kids. All I'm asking is for four times.
Four times a year, like quarterly. Yeah. And then that's how you get paid from taxpayers. And she says, look, she's just trying to save taxpayers money here because it is estimated that in the last 5 years, it has cost us $24 million to educate students who aren't there. They're either they don't show up or they've dropped out.
The taxpayer should be reimbursed because we're paying for a child that's not being educated.
Yeah. Child's not being educated because the child is not there. So should indeed the school system say, well, we didn't have to educate as many kids as we thought we were going to be educating, so here's some money back.
Well, city schools are saying that the school funding is not just for traditional classwork. It's also used for re-engagement efforts when students miss class time or are truant.
How about just paying for a truant officer or two?
Credit recovery efforts and to support students with disabilities. I understand the students with disabilities, but that's why I'm calling for a forensic audit.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly where is that money being spent for students with disabilities and these recovery? They just give you this umbrella excuse. Oh, here's where the money's going. Well, I don't know exactly where the money's going. And that's what we need. We need a forensic audit of this money. And Delegate Rose says, look, we're facing a potential $2.7 billion deficit in 2026. Now's the time to get our budget in order.
I would hope that in a year where every penny is going to count because we are facing such a huge deficit, that it would at least get some attention.
Some, but it's getting mm-hmm. nothing. It's getting nothing. I think everything should be on the table when it comes to this. Everything. Because every cent counts. And look, much of this deficit, Bruce, is being driven by education spending.
Yeah.
You know, we have that's the number one driver. We also have the red line, the line to nowhere, because nobody's going to use a red line. And then three is this climate change nonsense in the state of Maryland, where we're going to eliminate gas-powered vehicles by, what, 2035 or whatever mm-hmm. it is? So again, once again, the left wants to dominate. They want to tell you what you can drive, what you can set your thermostat at, what you can eat. Meanwhile, they'll be doing all of the above, and the rest of us will be left holding the bag. Sad to say, but you can certainly react to that if you like. I want to tell you right now about if you're a homeowner or 62 years of age or older, I want to share something that could significantly improve your life, especially if debt is taking up a big portion of your monthly income. So whether it's mortgage, credit card debt, or just the cost of everyday living, it can feel like there's a little room to breathe, if you know what I mean. You've worked hard for your home. It is your biggest investment. Now's the time to let that investment work for you. My good friend, Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answers, has over 30 years of experience of helping homeowners just like you tap into your home equity with a federally reversed, insured reverse mortgage. Here's how it can help stay in your home while eliminating monthly mortgage payments, paying off credit card debt, free up cash to cover your expenses. Mark understands you may have questions, and he's here to provide clear, honest answers. No obligation. His goal is to help you make the best decision you can. 410-788-7070. Call him. 410-788-7070. Take the first step toward a more secure and stress-free retirement. 410-788-7070. 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. 13-year-old faces assault and robbery charges after a weekend incident in Fells Point. A Lancaster Street resident says three juveniles tried to set her hair on fire after she confronted them for smashing pumpkins outside a home. They pushed her husband to the ground and then smashed his cell phone when he tried to intervene. Police caught up with the two 13-year-olds and a 14-year-old. One of the younger teens was charged. The others were simply released to their guardians. Investigation underway after a woman was shot in West Baltimore Monday night. Officers called to the 400 block of Cummings Court. About 11 p.m., they found the victim with a gunshot wound. She was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Baltimore City Council has passed a bill that's going to create a tax increase on vacant and abandoned properties. According to the Baltimore Banner, the plan will set the rate for those properties at three times the typical rate in the first year, and that rate will increase every single year thereafter. City police investigating a double shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called the 4,000 block of Orchard Avenue just before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. When they arrived, they found a woman with multiple gunshot wounds. The 34-year-old woman was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Police also located a 40-year-old man with gunshot wounds. He was taken to a hospital as well in stable condition. And bail has been denied for the 14-year-old suspected of shooting a Dunbar High School student. The teen is charged with first-degree attempted murder in last week's shooting, and on Monday, a judge ordered that the teen be held in a juvenile facility at least until his next court date. It's 8:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way, too.
And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the coasts of Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New Jersey.
The small communities of Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania.
To the dense forests of New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York, and historic Washington, D.C. We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Lottery number 082 was your pick three. 2282 was your pick four. And at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX, a little busy at Ruxton Road, City County Line. They've been looking at an earlier problem that was southbound at the City County Line. That's pretty much gone. And then there was a report of a wreck northbound at Cold Spring Lane. Of course, we can't see it because we have no cameras in that area. But we still see heavy traffic south. But they're moving, and then it's slow again on the bottom end near the North Avenue ramp, Druid Park Lake Drive, and in into the ramps downtown. So definitely factor in that extra time. All the heavy traffic still there coming south into both the harbor tunnels, still basically crawling on 895 and 95 south from the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our weather's dry. The temperature's mild today, 62. Tomorrow, a little bit of rain, a few showers, 64. Thursday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, much cooler, 52 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the sound of holiday happiness. Yeah, Ready Whip. Fun to use, fun to eat. You're not ready for the holidays without Ready Whip.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Snap counts are in from Ravens Steelers on Sunday, and some interesting numbers here. The Ravens got new quarterback Tre'Davious White involved, playing 24 snaps, that's 31% of the defensive action, and received the defense's second highest grade at 81.8. White broke up two end zone shots to George Pickens, who has a 4-inch height advantage and tremendous leaping ability. White was targeted four times total and gave up two catches for 15 yards. In the process, Brandon Stevens' snaps were reduced to 77% after clocking in at 90-plus in all previous games. Stevens was targeted nine times and allowed seven catches for 78 yards. Derrick Henry and Justice Hill split snaps evenly at 30-30. And rookie right tackle Roger Rosengarten held his own against star Steelers pass rusher T.J. Watt, giving up just one pressure on 36 pass-blocking opportunities, according to Pro Football Focus. Lamar Jackson was sacked twice, but neither were credited to any offensive linemen. Baseball news, former MLB catcher Jonathan LaCroix has opened up about political correctness in Major League Baseball. LaCroix last week on the Outkick the Morning podcast revealed that a team that he played for in 2020 told him and all the players to kneel for the national anthem in the wake of the George Floyd riots. LaCroix didn't reveal the team, but he played for two teams that year, the Red Sox and the Phillies back in 2020. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's amazing to me the pretzel that the left and some turn themselves into trying to avoid using the term illegal alien.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
We've heard, what, New Marylanders? That was Martin O'Malley's.
Future Americans, or whatever that phrase was.
New Americans, whatever. The one that takes the cake this morning is in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter. Baltimore ICE unit arrests five non-citizen offenders. Usually they call them undocumented,
yes.
But that's the new one.
Non-citizen.
So it's offensive to be a non-citizen. Is that what you're saying?
No, because we have lots and lots of legal non-citizens here. Boy, I tell you. So in other words, everybody who is here working on a green card or has a visa to be here, apparently you guys are going to get all lumped in together with the illegals who cross the border, and some of whom, a minority, but some of whom are committing or have committed crimes in this
who
country.
Who the hell wrote that headline? Over at the Baltimore Democrat. Come on, David. David Smith, Armstrong Williams. Crack the whip, man. L.A. Times is doing it. Why can't you seem to get it done?
There's continuing pushback, Sean, in the swamp media to the very idea that after railing against the Orange Hitler for the last 8 years, or whatever it is, that Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, who appear together on Mornings with Mika over on MSNBC, that they would have called up the Orange Hitler and said, please, let us come and kiss your ring.
I think that we have to be very clear-eyed when we think about the president-elect and cover the president-elect. And I don't think you need to sit down for 90 minutes at Mar-a-Lago and kiss his ring to be able to speak truth and to be able to cover a story.
And, of course, I pointed this out a couple of times this morning. They didn't go just in order to see Mar-a-Lago, which apparently is just beautiful. They went in part because the frequent flyer miles. They do add up, particularly when you're flying in first class. Just being fair to them, that is always a consideration when you decide where you're going to go. But Sonny Hostin, whose voice you just heard, says, you know what? They should know by now. You can't trust the man.
I think that this president-elect would like nothing more than to have only Fox News cover him, would like nothing more than a state-sponsored media. And I don't think he can be trusted in the way that other presidents can be trusted.
Oh, no. As long as you were there gaslighting for other presidents, I think that that's exactly right. You gaslighted for Hillary Clinton. You gaslighted in favor of Joe Biden. You were one of the number of people on the political left who said Joe Biden is sharp as a tack and he's on top of his game, when our eyes were all seeing that the man had advancing dementia of one form or another. But okay, be that as it may, we're going to hear other people who have now gone down to Mar-a-Lago, although they may kind of soft pedal it, seeing what the pushback is from others who are in their cohort. But there are some people on the political left who said, let's just move on from there right away, and let's figure out who we hate now. So that's really what it is. John Psaki says, I think we got to put Pete Hegseth at the very top of the who we hate now list.
He is somebody who has never overseen an entity that is as large and as expansive as the Department of Defense be sitting in the Oval Office, sitting in the Situation Room, advising the president on the lives of servicemen and women. Should he be the one?
Yeah. Yeah, should he be the one?
Yeah, he only risked his life. What the hell did you do?
Yeah. Yeah, should he be the one? If the president wants him and has his head of the DOD, well, why should he not be the one, would be the argument. You have to give me a convincing reason why he should not be. Not just we don't affirm him as the best candidate ever in the world. There are other candidates. You know?
Jen Psaki, let me show you the difference between you and Pete Hegseth. Pete actually was in Iraq and Afghanistan dodging bullets. You were in the White House press corps dodging questions.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah, we're dodging deuces. Sherilyn Ifill is the head of the NAACP. She says, well, if maybe just hating on Hegseth isn't enough, maybe we can slime him.
This is someone who is known to be a white supremacist, known to be an extremist, whose platform, whose book is basically about his opposition to the advancement of black officers to the top brass. And the military is actually a very important area for black advancement.
Yeah, what he objects to is social promotion in the military as everywhere else. And by the way, this well-known racist thing, that comes from a tattoo he has on his arm, which means, I think, as God wills it.
Yes.
That's
Deus vote or something like that?
Yeah, as God wills it, which is not all that unusual to see on the arm or the person of somebody in the military who is going into battle.
Well, he does have the Jerusalem cross on his chest.
Oh, man, I tell you.
And, you know, if you put a cross on your chest, then you are known white supremacist and extremist.
Yeah,
if you're a Christian, you're a known white supremacist and extremist.
Do you suppose he went into battle leading his men and said, you know, move forward, take that hill? Did he said it all in Latin?
Yeah.
Because I would think clearly that would describe him as the horriblest person in the entire world. But Sherilyn Ifill says, look, he's just unqualified, and it's Trump's fault somehow that he's unqualified.
The Department of Defense has 3 million employees. There's no evidence that this man has ever run anything. The fact that he is a veteran is simply insufficient. It takes our attention, but it also demands our attention, because it shows us that Trump has gone off the rails, and he was never really on the rails. But there is an even heightened sense of impunity about him now that should alarm us.
Okay, now, one of the things to observe out of this is these are statements made by the head of the NAACP. This comes on the heels of Donald Trump pulling in more black votes than any Republican, I think, in the last 30 or 40 years. So you think maybe she's trying to reclaim the, don't forget, if you're black, you've got to hate Republicans mantle? Yeah, I think so. 8:43 right now.
And she used to be a reporter.
Yeah.
From PBS.
That's right. Well, you just...
Oh, that's Gwen. I'm Gwen. This
is, yeah, Sherilyn. Yeah. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Sherilyn Whitaker with traffic and weather. No, that's his sister. It's Chuck Whitaker. I get on.
Charlene
Whitaker.
It's all right. I'm not even going to respond to that.
No, I wouldn't if I were you.
No.
We're getting all sorts of emails from concerned grandparents that, you know, that Santa Claus is in jeopardy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so a lot of kids were looking forward to a wonderful Christmas, and now they're worried that Santa's been arrested by the police on the Bay Bridge.
If you go to the detention center in Annapolis, visiting hours start at 9.
It's because of Whitaker. That's it. Chuck Whitaker. Chuck Whitaker killed Santa.
I found him. I don't know what the hell they're going to do. It's not my fault. I'm just telling you what I saw.
Whitaker got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, I get run over every day. That's the sad part. The northeast outer loop is still slow at Hartford Road, the inner loop at Green Spring, the west side. Yes, 795 down to Frederick Road. Both the tunnels, bless your hearts. I know you're backed up all day. I mean, it just seems like it's been there since way early this morning. 95 and 895 are still slow and very slow from the city-county line going into and then out of eventually at both the Harbor tunnels. A little slow yet. There's a lot of traffic going through 95 around 395 towards downtown at Camden Yards. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says partly sunny, dry, and mild today, 62 before the rains come into the area tonight and tomorrow. And right now it is mostly cloudy, 51 in Stevensville, 48 in Ellicott City. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Okay, so a guy in Georgia, his name is Dylan Betts. He was driving home from work last month. He saw a house on fire. Stopped the car, got out of the car, ran to the front, kicked in the front door, and was able to get the owner out of the house.
Wow.
Here's Dylan and the man he saved, David McConnell, talking about saving his life and the rescue.
I heard some popping and snapping and crackling, and I thought it would go away, but it didn't. You could not see out my back door or my windows. That was pretty scary.
I ripped it off and then kicked it in. The smoke was just a thick wall of just black smoke, couldn't see through. Mr. David, luckily, he heard my voice, and he came right to me.
Yeah, my youngest daughter calls him our hero.
Yeah, just amazing. Random guy.
Yeah.
Driving home. It's just amazing what some people can do and do on a regular basis. It's 8:46 here in the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. You want to know what we're up against for the next 4 years. An incredible landslide win. You got Donald Trump winning the popular vote. You have Donald Trump retaking the Senate. And even though it should have been 57 seats, it ended up with being 53. We are right now in charge of the House. I think it's 220 to 213. Last time I saw, two races still undecided. We have six justices on the Supreme Court. So, you know, but again, the radical left-wing movement has not been conquered yet.
No.
Well, the Japanese, and I'm not suggesting anything, any violence here, but you had to drop the second bomb to convince the Japanese to surrender. We've dropped the first bomb on the Democrat Party with this election, but they're not going to be completely vanquished till the second bomb drops.
Yeah, and to be clear, for my purposes, I like Democrats. I'm friends with lots of Democrats. What I have difficulty with is those individuals who call themselves Democrats,
yeah,
who are really socialists,
right,
or even further.
Progressive, radical, yeah, Marxists, and people like James Clyburn.
I hope it's not going as far right as that which happened in Germany in the 1930s. But you may remember, I forewarned way back in 2018 that I saw this coming. I've studied history all of my life. I mean, since being a preteen, I've been enamored with this country's history. And I can tell you what I said back in 2018 on another network is now coming to pass. People chastised me for saying it at that time, but now they're seeing it.
Well, how are you seeing it? He's not president yet. I mean, are you envisioning another Hitler? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I said the 1930s in Germany.
Yes, you did.
And, of course, and we can go to Mussolini in Italy. These things.
So you don't think that's a little hyperbolic?
No, you may think so.
Yeah, this is after the election.
And by the way, if he studied history, then he should remember that it's not that Germany moved to the right. They moved to the left.
Yes.
They moved substantially to the left. To
Nazi
socialist
means
policy.
National Association of Socialists,
yeah.
I can't remember what the acronym is.
They were socialists.
Socialists.
They were lefties.
Right.
They believed in government control of all industry. And this is the kind of stuff that only happens when you have a strong central government, stronger than the other institutions in the culture. And that is what we're trying to fight against right here.
And look, James Clyburn, you have more in common with the Nazis than Donald Trump will ever have. As far as
politically.
politically. I'd hate when people make those comparisons. Now, the Trump derangement syndrome continues. Now it's being displaced on his cabinet members, as you pointed out just moments ago.
Hegseth, Tulsi.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a.k.a. the Goldfish, in Florida, going after Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard is someone who has met with war criminals, violated the Department of State's guidance, and secretly, clandestinely went to Syria and met with Assad, who gassed and attacked his own people with chemical weapons. She's considered to be, essentially, by most assessments, a Russian asset, and would be the most dangerous.
Is that how you
dangerous...
consider her? Is that what you consider
yes.
her?
Oh, yes. There's no question.
You're a jerk.
Boy, I'm a little confused here because Tulsi Gabbard was a Democrat.
Yeah,
she ran in 2020 for president.
As a Democrat.
Where was the goldfish then? Why wasn't she calling her Russian asset then? See, this is part of the ongoing psyop that they're gaslighting the American people into all this Russia, Russia, Russia. This one's Hitler. This one's a fascist. This one, you know, is a Russian asset. This is what they do in the intelligence community. And they're getting their marching orders, whether it's Clyburn or Wasserman Schultz or members of the Republican Party that are saying the same thing. This is, again, their marching orders from the intelligence community. This is how you try to stain and besmirch one's reputation and character and gaslight the American people. It's got to stop. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Listen, I'm here to tell you about my dentists and the great job that they have done with me about their practice. It is cosmetic and advanced dentistry. Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko, they have tooth by tooth been making my smile great again. And they've been doing it for years now. They've addressed dental issue after dental issue, some of them pretty complex. They have extraordinary levels of care and the highest standards of excellence. And now you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you've been missing teeth, if you have that snaggle tooth or discolored teeth, or maybe, look, you have dentures, but they're loose fitting and they drive you crazy. Or maybe you just want implants or veneers that look perfect, look normal, and not like something from a bad B-movie. Do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show. How do you deport 20 million illegals? Well, let's just say Trump has a plan.
I like him already.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a great article by Timothy Gogan, and it is in the Epoch Times, and the article is Two-Parent Families Are the Key to Safer Cities.
Wow.
What have we been saying?
For 25 years?
For decades. several years ago, after a particularly violent weekend in Chicago, then-Mayor Rahm Emanuel said, quote, "This may not be politically correct, but I know the power of what faith and family can do. Our kids need that structure. I am asking. We don't shy away from a full discussion about the importance of faith and family to develop and nurture character, self-respect, a value system, and a moral compass that allows kids to know good from bad and right from wrong." It's an end of quote. It's an excellent piece if you want to read it. It's at Epoch Times. Two-parent families are the key to safer cities. Maybe one day here in Baltimore we'll embrace that concept.
Yeah. More on that coming up in a moment. I have a comment on that. But we'll do this first. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
All right, there's still some late backing on the Beltway. It's all the normal stuff. Harford Road on the northeast side, the inner loop at Green Spring to the JFX, and the west side, been there all morning, 795 down through Frederick Road. All of that still have to work its way out. So that's going to be a while. Both the tunnels are still slow coming south from the city-county line. We're moving all the lanes, only two open, of course, on 895 south, Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. We're still looking at more than a 25-minute delay if you're in the tail end of that backup moving south. JFX still recovering. You might still see a minor wreck northbound near the ramp at Cold Spring Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says it's going to be a partly sunny day, dry and mild, 62, and then some passing showers move in overnight into tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be about 64. Then on Thursday, 52. It's going to be a chillier weekend, much to Kim Klasick's chagrin.
Yeah.
It is a 50 right now, cloudy in Dundalk, and 50 in Severn. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Where's your winter coat?
I'm not going to complain, though. We had a nice, warm fall, so I'm going to, you know what? I'm just going to take it as a blessing.
Well, good news for you. They're now predicting, I think it was the Fox 45 meteorologist, saying that it's going to be not that much snow this winter.
No, no.
Oh, good.
It's going to turn directly into ice. Yeah.
Thanks, Bruce. All right, so much to talk about today. Tulsi Gabbard is a better pick than I thought. Now, I already liked her as a director of intelligence, but now there are some D.C. insiders saying that she might actually know who leaked General Flynn's name back in 2017. Remember all of that?
Yeah.
So there are some people saying she could blow this wide open as far as, did Obama spy on the Trump campaign back in 2016? You know, that was kind of swept under the rug. And I still believe Trump was right in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And Joe Biden was in the room, and John Brennan,
right,
and the rest of them when they decided they were going to do that.
Right. Yeah, so I would love to see her open that up. I really would. Also, DNC chair position, I know you guys were talking about it, Martin O'Malley. You know, I was thinking there are other people that will be without a job that could possibly do it. You know, Kamala Harris, she'll be without a job.
Yeah, but she didn't do well nationally either.
No, she didn't.
But although she got 70-some million votes, so a lot more than Martin O'Malley.
I think she'd be ideal for the job.
Exactly.
I just think she'd be perfect. And I say that as a conservative who wants them to do badly.
Dr. Jill Biden, I don't think she ever had a job, but she is without a job, so she
can
do it.
Yeah.
And then Karine Jean-Pierre. She's going to have to find a job as well.
Yeah.
You know, just make it a little bit younger this time around.
I think Trump, in a movement of bipartisanship, is going to nominate her to be the ambassador to Haiti.
Oh, you think so?
Here's my question. What is the over-under?
Is she going to take the Spirit Airlines over? Yeah.
What is the over-under on the date when MSNBC will offer Karine Jean-Pierre her own show?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they already have. I'm pretty sure it's already in there, right?
Yeah.
Just like Jen Psaki.
Yep.
And then finally, of course, here in local news, there are some voices from inside the Maryland's Juvenile Justice Agency that are saying that there's a culture there that you've got to hear about it. So there's a whistleblower that came forward to Gary Collins at Fox 45, and I am just blown away at some of the things that I've heard. So we're going to talk about that.
All right, it's coming up next, right after 9 o'clock news. Kim Klasick live. Vivek and Elon are the co-chairs of DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. Now, before we start with a couple of these audio sound clips, I want to share with you that the executive branch, a plenary power in and of itself, can reduce the size of the executive branch and eliminate waste within the executive branch.
Yeah.
There is no requirement, no part of this effort that needs permission or authorization or approval from the legislative branch. None of it. That entire line of thinking is structurally flawed. President Trump does not have to go to Congress to do something entirely within the executive branch, like fire federal workers, like reduce the size of some of these agencies or eliminate some of these agencies. And Vivek told Maria Bartiromo that on Sunday Morning Futures, but she kept pushing back on, well, we've got to get Congress. What are you going to do about Congress? Congress isn't going to go along with this.
You're also perhaps looking at pushback from Congress. You've got, how are you going to deal with Congress? How are you going to deal with actually having Congress need to change the law.
Well, look, the beauty of this is I think we have a lot of allies in Congress who have their heart in the right place. But what we've learned is over the last 40 years, even conservatives, we've talked a big game for 40 years about cutting the federal government, about reducing the scope of the federal government. Politicians haven't been able to do it. And so Elon and I, we're not politicians. We're businessmen. We're coming at it from the outside. Sometimes if you go inside, you become native to the system. So President Trump, I applaud him for his creativity and his open-mindedness to setting this up for success in a way that hasn't happened before. But I come back to the principle. In the early months, score quick wins through executive action, show what can be done then, and then I think we will lay the groundwork for Congress to have to take meaningful steps in budget reductions for the future.
Yeah. Yeah. And tomorrow we'll tell you about what agencies they're looking at eliminating. But there is something called impoundment. I don't know if people realize what this is. Impoundment is Congress has appropriated the money to an agency. Okay? The president can go and say, I want to pull back 10%, 20%, 50% because I'm laying off X amount of federal workers. Mm-hmm. And then they impound or they stop that funding of that agency appropriate to the cut, to the reductions.
Okay.
So that's one way of reducing the overall. And Elon Musk is talking $2 trillion, which is the size of what our national debt right now or whatever the budget is this year. So it is something that it can be done, it should be done, and it's going to get done by July 4th, 2026.
Yeah. God willing.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's they've been too big. They're way too big now.
Yeah, indeed. All right, stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next after the 9 o'clock news back tomorrow morning. Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is with us. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...